Well, it's another great night for a ball game here in Aberdeen, Maryland, as the Aberdeen Ironbirds get set to open up a quick three-game weekend home series with the visiting Wilmington Blue Rocks. These I-95 rivals getting set to play each other for the second time this season in this ballpark. The Birds have made a couple trips to Wilmington so far this year, but two teams that know each other well, and we are set for a good one this weekend here in Aberdeen. Hi, everyone. My name is Michael Mark Cantonini, the voice of the Ironbirds, live from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Birds and Blue Rocks in game one of a quick three-game set to open a nine-game, 10-day homestand for the Birds. Three at home against the Blue Rocks, an off day on Monday, and then six at home against the Bowling Green Hot Rods in a rematch of last year's South Atlantic League Championship Series. But before that championship rematch later this week, Birds and Rocks will go at it three times this week. The Birds come into tonight's game 41-37 overall, 9-5 in the second half, just a game and a half out of first place. They are in second place in the North Division. Birds also have a plus 31 second half run differential and plus 63 overall run differential. On the flip side for the Blue Rocks, they are 5-10 in the second half of play, sitting in fifth place in the South Atlantic League North Division, six games out of first place. Blue Rocks got off to a strong start in the first half, but they have since faded a little bit. And overall, the Blue Rocks are 34-45 with a minus 45 run differential, minus 33 run differential here in the second half of play. While the Birds are ready to take flight, they are taking the field as we get set for the national anthem here in Aberdeen. We'll get you the starting pitching matchup and the starting lineups on the flip side of the anthem break, but it's the Birds and Blue Rocks in game one of three here from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. We'll pause for the anthem. Keep it locked right here on MILB-TV Bally Live and WAMD Aberdeen. Michael Mark Cantonini back with you on the Ironbirds Radio Network as we get set for first pitch here in Aberdeen as the Blue Rocks come into town for the second time this season. Well, the Birds have been to Wilmington two times since the start of the season, but the Blue Rocks have not been here to Aberdeen since the first couple days of the 2023 minor league season. The Blue Rocks were in Aberdeen to open the 2023 season. Birds took the first two of that series and dropped the finale. That was a three-game, two-day series that finished with a doubleheader. And then the Birds went on the road, and then the Blue Rocks have not been back since. But we are ready for baseball here tonight as Birds right-hander Cameron Weston begins his warm-up tosses. Weston goes up against another right-hander for Wilmington, Brian Caceres. So a couple of righties going at it tonight while Weston throws his warm-up tosses and the rest of the Birds warm up. Let's take a look at Roberto Mercado's starting lineup for the Ironbirds tonight. Leading off at third base, Max Wagner batting second, the second baseman, Frederick Benkosme. Dylan Beavers is in center field. He bats third. Creed Willems is the designated hitter batting fourth. Isaac De Leon over in the five hole at first base. Silas Arduet doing the catching. He bats sixth. Colin Birds in the seven hole. He's the shortstop. Ryan Higgins is in left field batting eighth and rounding out the lineup batting ninth. It's the right fielder, Luis Valdez. On the flip side for the Blue Rocks, Jared McKenzie leads off. He's in right field. Brady House is the third baseman. He bats second. Will Frizzell is the designated hitter batting third. Jeremy De La Rosa in the four hole in center field. TJ White over at first base batting fifth. Caleb Farmer in the six hole. He's the catcher. Leandro Emiliani in left field bats seventh. Viandel Pena is the second baseman batting eighth. And rounding out the lineup in the nine hole, it's the shortstop Jordy Barley. Well, those are the starting lineups in tonight's game. Should be a good one here in the Dean. Good crowd on hand for a Friday night in mid-July. Birds and Blue Rocks going at it. These two teams have played each other really tough this season, and all things point to that continuing this week here in Aberdeen. Well, we are ready for baseball. Cameron Weston has finished with his warm-up tosses, and the left-handed swinging right fielder Jared McKenzie has stepped into the left-handed batter's box. We're ready to go. Well, just about ready to go. I think there was something on the field of play in the outfield, but now we're good to go. Home plate umpire Elliot Melton will sweep off home plate, and we are just about good to go. Elliot Melton behind home plate tonight. Brian Laws is the base umpire. Birds rocking their alternate home light blue tops with white pants. Ironbirds written across the chest in cursive. First pitch of the night from Cameron Weston is fouled back by McKenzie, and we are underway. Count is 0-1. Birds rocking their traditional home hat with the cartoon plane emoji on the front. White front, light blue back, royal blue brim. Next pitch from Weston misses outside. Counts 1-1 on McKenzie. On the flip side, Wilmington wearing its road blue tops with Blue Rocks written across the chest and gray pants with red and black piping down the sides. Blue hats for Wilmington. Next pitch off the end of the bat but sent into center for a base hit. And that is a leadoff single for Jared McKenzie. Sent one into center. And the leadoff man on for Wilmington. That brings up Brady House, who is the Nationals' number two overall prospect, according to MLB Pipeline. Was the 11th overall pick back in the 2021 draft. The Nats took him out of high school. Played his high school ball in Georgia. That's where he's from. Recently represented the Nationals organization in the Futures game in Seattle. First pitch to him is outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. No score, top of the first inning in the Dean. Just underway as the Birds and Blue Rocks open a three-game set. House, a 6-4 right-handed hitter, rocking the high socks, ready to hit. 0-1, sends a breaking ball in the air, deep left center. Beaver's a few steps back. He's shy of the track, makes the grab in left center. And that is out number one here in the first. Let's set the defense for the Birds in this one. Silas Ardouin is doing the catching for Weston. Max Wagner at third. Colin Burns is the shortstop. Frederick Bencosme over at second. And Isaac De Leon is over at first. In the outfield, Ryan Higgins in left, Dylan Beavers patrolling center, and Luis Valdez manning right. Cameron Weston making his first start in professional baseball tonight, his 11th career appearance overall. First pitch swinging, Will Frizzell, the DH, comes up empty. Frizzell, one of four left-handed batters in this Blue Rocks lineup. Blue Rocks go left, right, left, left in the top four. Frizzell with an open stance awaits the 0-1 slider that missed low, and the count is 1-1. Man on first with one down, no score, top one. Weston, a 6-2 righty in his second professional season, just 22 years old, throws five pitches, fastball, slider, cutter, change, splitter. 1-1 outside, it's 2-1. So plenty to work with in his arsenal. He's got the fastball and cutter that he can bring it with in the 90s, and then the off-speed stuff, slider, change, splitter. Short lead at first for McKenzie. De Leon holding him on. 2-1, swing and a miss. Good pitch down in the zone there from Weston. It's 2-2. You're seeing more and more guys nowadays throw five pitches, and it's such a luxury to have that many pitches because, hey, if one's not working, you got four more to work with. 2-2, breaking ball low and in, as opposed to if you only have four pitches, that's only, you know, one's not working, that's only three more to work with. And I talked about this with right-hander Alex Pham, who has since been promoted to Double-A Bowie. Talked about that with Alex earlier in the season. I mean, you just keep the hitter guessing that much more when you have more pitches to work with. 3-2 pitch coming up to Frizzell, outside ball four. And Weston puts the three-hole hitter on. So a single and a walk. And the cleanup hitter, Jeremy De La Rosa, comes up with only one out in the top of the first. Get you some numbers on Cameron Weston. He's posted an 0.68 ERA through his first four games with Aberdeen, all out of the bullpen. Just one earned run and two runs overall in 13 and a third. 14 strikeouts and now six walks after that walk there. Opponents hitting just 130 against him. First pitch, fastball from Weston, missed a little bit off the plate. Looked like he got squeezed a bit there. Counts 1-0. Weston pitched collegiately at Michigan. One of a handful of Big Ten guys on this roster. 1-0, grounded up the middle. That's into right center for a base hit. Blue Rocks are going to take the lead on the RBI single from Jeremy De La Rosa. McKenzie scores from second. Frizzell goes first to third. And three of the first four have reached for the Blue Rocks here tonight. Tough start for the Birds as Wilmington gets on the board early. And now a little bit of a jam for Weston to try to work through. Runners at the corners with only one out. And the line keeps moving for first baseman TJ White. Silas Ardouin out in front of the mound, or out in front of the plate, to flash the defensive signals. Birds looking to hold it to just one run. So a run on two hits for Wilmington here in the top of inning number one. First pitch to De La Rosa, outside corner. This is White, excuse me, for a strike, 0-1. Looked like a slider there from Weston. The Birds are 7-6 against Wilmington this year, 5-5 in the first half, 2-1 in the second half. Chopped foul over towards the first base dugout of the Birds. Count goes to 0-2 on TJ White. Birds are outscoring the Blue Rocks 66-50 this season. That's counting the run that the Blue Rocks just scored. So a plus 16 run differential against Wilmington through 14 games now. Swing and a miss there as Weston picks up his first strikeout. Went with the changeup low and away and picks up a big out number two as White went after it. So two down, and the Birds infield can stay back for right-handed hitting catcher Caleb Farmer. Birds down 1-0, top one. Runners at the corners for Wilmington. Farmer steps in. Pitch from Weston. Fastball right down the chute. And it is 0-1 on Caleb Farmer. Birds back at home, fresh off the four-game All-Star break. 0-1 way outside. It's 1-1. Some much-needed rest for this Birds team, really every team in the league. I mean, you get to a certain point in the season, and it just becomes a grind. I mean, these guys are out there 6 days a week playing games Tuesday through Sundays with only one off day for a five-and-a-half-month stretch. That's tough. 1-1 over for a strike. And you're thinking, like, okay, 4 days off, you know, that's not a ton, but for a baseball player, that's a lot, you know? Very rarely do you even get more than one off day in a row throughout a baseball season. And when you do, it's usually because of a rainout or something weird in the schedule. 1-2 pitch outside, and the count goes to 2-2. Cameron Weston looking to navigate through this top of the first with just the one run in. He's at 20 pitches right now. Looking to strand runners at first and third. Weston set. Next pitch to Farmer, outside. He pulled that one a little bit, and the count goes full. So with 3-2 and two outs, the runner at first, De La Rosa, will be off on this next pitch. Frizzell is the runner at third. Two singles and a walk so far in the inning for Wilmington. Birds putting a shift on for the right-handed hitting Farmer. Big hole on that right side. Outfield pretty much straight away. 3-2 pitch on the outside corner, a called strike three. Weston painted that outer half with a fastball, and he picks up his second straight strikeout to get himself out of a jam. Well, the Blue Rocks grab a run on two hits and a walk, but that is all they get, and Weston doing his job to limit the damage. 1-0 Wilmington over Aberdeen after the top of the first, but the Birds will look to jump right back at it as they go to bat in the bottom of the first after these messages on the Iron Birds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkinstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkinevents.com. That's www.ripkinevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Birds and Blue Rocks in game one of a three-game set. Bottom of the first inning, 1-0 Wilmington over Aberdeen. Michael Mark Cantonini back with you on the call. Max Wagner, Frederick Benkosme, and Dylan Beavers, the top three in the Birds' order, as they go up against right-hander Brian Caceres for the Blue Rocks. Caceres is 6'1 righty in his fifth professional season, just 23 years old. First pitch of the night to Wagner. Off the hands, bloop shot into shallow right. It's down for a base hit. Wagner with a short turnaround first. He stops there. Aggressive early in the count, and it paid off as he dropped that one into no man's land in shallow right. Nothing that White, the first baseman, or Pena, the second baseman, could do. And Wagner is aboard. So good start to the Birds as each team has now had its leadoff man on. Here's Frederick Benkosme, the second baseman. Freddie had four hits and four walks in that five-game series down in Greensboro before the break. Hit his first homer of the season in Greensboro as well. First pitch to him, catches the outer part of the plate. It's 0-1. Wagner at first with no outs, bottom one. Birds down 1-0. House, the third baseman, even with the bag depth-wise off the line. And now time is called as the home plate umpire Elliot Melton signals that Benkosme asked for it. So Freddie back in that left-handed batter's box. The first of three lefties in a row and four overall in the Birds lineup tonight. Short lead for Wags. Benkosme pops up the 0-1. Shallow left center. We'll see who wants it. And it's De La Rosa in center who makes the grab, one out. Defensively for Wilmington in this one, Caleb Farmer's behind the plate. Brady House is the third baseman. Jordy Barley over at short. Viandel Pena at second with T.J. White, the first baseman. In the outfield, Leandro Emiliani in left. Jeremy De La Rosa in center. And Jared McKenzie over in right. So one out and one on for Dylan Beavers, the center fielder. Wagner at first after the leadoff single. Move over. He dives back safely. Caceres making his third start with the Blue Rocks. He spent most of the year with Low A Fredericksburg before a recent call-up. Swing and a miss. Wagner takes off for second. Throw down is a good one, but Wagner beat it. Farmer, the catcher, double-clutched that throw, and Max Wagner is now in scoring position with a stolen base. Well, Wags has been a menace on the base pass this season. He's second on the team now with 22 bags. He's only been caught five times, so 22 for 27 in the stolen base department. He's in scoring position for his roommate, Dylan Beavers. Next pitch is low, and the count is 1-1. Birds trying to even this thing up or take the lead. They trail 1-0, bottom one. So Wagner at second, Beavers in the box. Those two drafted 9 picks apart last season. Beavers number 33 overall, Wagner number 42. Beavers takes low, it's 2-1. Had a chance to talk to Max and Dylan during the last homestand. They are my featured guests on episode 6 of All Mic'd Up, which is out now on my YouTube channel. You can head over to my YouTube channel or go to my Instagram or Twitter account at Mic'd Up Sports and find the link, check it out. But it was really fun talking to those guys who have been together since they were drafted. 2-1, fly ball, shallow right center. Pena's out, but not much else help. And the ball drops. Beavers digging for second. Here's the throw in. Head first dive. He's safe. Wagner fell down in between second and third, but he gets to third. And it is a hustle double for Dylan Beavers. Well, Wags had to stay put a couple steps off that second base bag to see if it would be caught. Once it hit the turf, Wagner kind of just went right down. He fell. He was able to get himself to third base, and Beaver smelled a hit out of the box. He smelled extra bases right away. And because that ball was up in the air so long, he was able to get to second. I mean, that was a long slide, and on the turf, you can slide forever. So he slid early, a head-first dive, and was able to hold the bag. Well, Viandel Pena, the second baseman, went out there, but no one else was there to help. So here's Creed Willems. First pitch to Creed outside. So runners at second and third for the Birds with only one out as they look to erase the 1-0 deficit. Willems, who started the year with Delmarva, came up to Aberdeen in late May, ready to go. 1-0 grounded foul behind home plate. It's 1-1. Willems only had five hits in that Greensboro series, but he made them count. Had a double, a homer, drove in eight, and also mixed in a walk to reach base safely six times. Next pitch from Caceres, misses inside, and the count's 2-1. Well, the big news in Birdland over the last week or so is that Ironbirds, or former Ironbirds shortstop Jackson Holliday, is no longer with the team. He's been promoted to Double-A Bowie. That was the big news really all across baseball this last week. 2-1, Willems rips one into right field. That's down. It gets stuck on the base of the wall. Wagner's in. Here comes Beavers. Willems pulls in at second. It's a two-run, two-bagger with swagger for Creed Willems, and the Birds take a 2-1 lead. That ball just got wedged underneath the padding of the right field wall. Willems stung that one off the bat. It just was not high enough to get out. It had, you know, he hit it hard enough that if it had a little bit more height, it would have gotten out, but just not enough height to it. But it's a two-run double, and the Birds take a 2-1 lead. So a single and two doubles for the Birds so far, and they are looking good against Brian Caceres. So Willems trades places with Beavers. He's out at second. Here's Isaac De Leon. First pitch to De Leon. Chopper to third. Backhanded by House. Over to first. Willems read it well, and he's headed to third. Ball gets away from the pitcher, Caceres, who was backing up at third, but not far enough for Willems to score. So good base running by Creed to get in there. De Leon retired on the 5-3 putout. And that brings up Silas Ardouin, the catcher, with two outs and a man on third. So the Birds all of a sudden lead it 2-1, thanks to the two-run double to right from Creed Willems. For Willems, RBI is number 24 and 25 on the season. It's his 10th extra base hit now in 31 games as an Ironbird. Infield back with two down, short lead for Willems. Pitch fouled off, popped up right side. It's 0-1. Ardouin is on a hot streak right now. Over his last nine games, which accounts for the last two series for the Birds, at home against Winston-Salem and at Greensboro, Ardouin is 13 for 31 with five extra base hits, five RBIs, and he also has more walks than strikeouts. Grounded to short, Barley handles it. Long throw across the diamond to first, and a 6-3 putout ends the first. So back-to-back groundouts help Caceres get out of a jam. But not before the Birds take the lead. It's 2-1 after one, thanks to a single from Wagner, a double from Beavers, and then a two-run double from Willems. 2-1 Birds after one, top of the second, after these messages on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Top of the second inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Michael Marcantonini back with you on the broadcast. A lot of action in the first inning tonight. The two teams, Aberdeen and Wilmington, combining for three runs on five hits with a walk as well. Birds lead it 2-1 after one. Creed Willems, a go-ahead two-run double, scoring Max Wagner and Dylan Beavers, who reached on a single and double respectively. Now Cameron Weston back to work. First pitch of the inning fouled into the glove of Ardouin, and it's 0-1 on the left fielder Leandro Emiliani. Emiliani, one of four left-handed bats in this Wilmington lineup. Blue Rocks also have two switch hitters, so a lot of balance in this lineup for manager Mario Lison. So the count is 0-1. Wagner, the third baseman, off the line and up. Everyone else back. Swing and a miss. Good changeup there from Weston. The changeup and splitter combo has been really good so far tonight. Weston was in a first and third one-out jam in the first with a run already home, but then he picked up two strikeouts to get out of it. Pitch missed low there. It's 1-2. RBI single from Jeremy De La Rosa in the top of the first, and then the Willems two-run double gave the Birds the lead in the bottom. 1-2, that's low. It's 2-2. Weston looking to make it three strikeouts in a row. I mean, really, any way he records an out will work. See if he can pick up another punchy, though. 2-2, swing and a miss. Well, actually, that one was tipped into the glove of Ardouin, but in fact, it is three strikeouts in a row for Cameron Weston. So Weston settling in, and he is missing bats. That brings up Viandel Pena, the switch-hitting second baseman. 2-1 Birds, top two. Weston is not necessarily stretched out by baseball terminology, but he's worked at least three innings in all four relief appearances that he's made for the Birds, so Birds hoping he can give him 3-4. Tossed a career-high four shutout innings back on July 30th at home against Winston-Salem. So the last time he was out on a mound here in Aberdeen, he looked really good. Gave up just one hit and struck out four in that career-high four-inning outing. Here's the 1-1 to Pena. Line drive up the middle, a base hit. So that's the third hit of the night for the Blue Rocks, and all three hits by guys batting left-handed, two left-handed hitters and a switch hitter, and all three have gone to the same spot, to the right of the second baseman Ben Cosme on that first base side of second up the middle. None of the three have really been rocketed up the middle. I mean, you can probably wouldn't consider them a hard hit ball, but just good contact overall and where defenders aren't playing. Here's a liner to left, but the play is made by Ryan Higgins. Nice job by Higgins to come in a couple steps, read it well. So Barley is retired on one pitch. So two gone with the leadoff man McKenzie due up. Man on first. Weston looking to throw up his first scoreless inning of the night. So Weston last pitched on July 7th at Greensboro. Gave up one earned run in three innings of work with four strikeouts and two walks. Pitch missed inside, and it actually hit the foot of McKenzie. So that puts two on with two outs for Brady House. So McKenzie's reached safely in both of his plate appearances. McKenzie just missed with a slider low and in, and it got either the front or back foot of McKenzie. Second free pass that Weston's issued. One walk and one hit by pitch now. That brings up Brady House, who I mentioned in his last AB represented the Nationals in the MLB Futures game in Seattle. Came off the bench, played third base for the National League squad that won the game 5-0. House went 1-for-1 with a single, and he scored a run. Weston looks at second. First pitch to House, misses outside. Well, speaking of the futures game, Jackson Holliday, who was with the Ironbirds before the All-Star break and is now with Double-A Bowie, played in the futures game. He went 0-for-1 off the bench with a strikeout, but we know how good Jackson is and how good he's going to be. So Holliday, I mentioned it last inning, that's the big news in Birdland and really all across minor league baseball, is that Holliday, the sport's number one prospect according to MLB Pipeline, is now up with Double-A Bowie. He's making his Double-A debut as we speak, as the Bay Sox are at home. Pick play on at second. Ben Cosme came in, but the runner is back with a dive. So Holliday is starting at shortstop and batting second for the Bay Sox tonight, with former Ironbird Judd Fabian DHing and batting third in that game. Bay Sox taking on the Akron Rubber Ducks. That game started same time as this one, 7:05. 2-0 to House. Chopper to the right side. It's through. He beats the shift. Here comes the tying run from second. Valdez bobbles it in right. It probably wouldn't have mattered anyway. It's an RBI single for Brady House, and we are knotted at two here in the second. So a two-out run for the Blue Rocks. They've had six base runners through two innings to this point. And we are playing a little back-and-forth baseball early. McKenzie up to second, and Pena scored from second. So Weston looking to get out of it. He's up to 35 pitches to this point, trying to end the frame with the game still tied. Here's Will Frizzell, the DH. He walked his first time up. First and second, two down in a tie game, top two. Pitch from Weston, misses low and away. So not only is Jackson Holliday up in Bowie now, but right-handed pitcher Ryan Long was also promoted to the Bay Sox to make his Double-A debut whenever he does get in a game for the Bay Sox. And first baseman Jacob Teeter was also sent back up to Bowie. 1-0. That's a strike, bottom of the zone. Good pitch there from Weston. It's 1-1. So it's good to see these guys heading up to Bowie. I mean, you know, it's always going to be bittersweet, but that's the nature of minor league baseball. It's tough to see these guys go because you get to build working relationships with them. You like watching them play and all that, but, you know, of course, happy to see them go up. And specifically for a guy like Jackson Holliday, it was only a matter of time. I mean, he absolutely tore up high A, and I actually posted a thread on Twitter earlier in the week about his 57-game tear through high A in the South Atlantic League, so if you want to check that out, really, I really went through all the numbers for Jackson in his time as an Ironbird. So head over to my Twitter account. You can check it out. It's my pinned tweet, at Mic'd Up Sports. But, you know, some guys, you just know that they're not going to be in the minors for long, and he's one of them. 1-2 pitch, fouled back by the left-handed swinging Frizzell, and the count stays at 1-2. So Holliday, Ryan Long, and Jacob Teeter back or up to Double-A Bowie. Couple new Ironbirds additions. Outfielder Elio Prado and left-handed pitcher Jared Beck joining the team for the start of this series. 1-2 pitch coming from Weston. Here it is, fouled down the first baseline. It was a hot shot, but a foul ball, and the count stays at 1-2. So whenever Prado and Beck get into a game, it will be the high A debut for both those guys. So the two newest Ironbirds. A couple other guys recently added to the roster. Colin Burns, who spent some time in Aberdeen last season, rejoined the Ironbirds before the series at Greensboro. So he's making his first appearance in this ballpark this season tonight. He's out at short. A lot of roster movement lately. 1-2, swing and a miss. Good breaking ball down in the zone from Cameron Weston. And he's got four strikeouts through two innings. The Blue Rocks tie the game on a two-out RBI single from Brady House, but that is it. And the inning is over. A run on a couple of hits, no errors, two men left. 2-2 after 1.5. We'll go to the bottom of the second after these quick messages on MILB-TV Bally Live and WAMD Aberdeen.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkinstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkinevents.com. That's www.ripkinevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Birds and Blue Rocks in the bottom of the second inning here in game one of a three-game series. 2-2 our score. A run in each of the first two frames for Wilmington. The Birds got two in the bottom of the first. Creed Willems, an RBI double to right, one of three hits for the Birds in that first inning. And now Colin Burns, Ryan Higgins, and Luis Valdez, 7-9, due up against right-hander Brian Caceres. First pitch to Burns, outside pitch, looked like a fastball. Counts 1-0. Caceres allowed a bloop single to Max Wagner to open the first. Ben Cosme flew out, but then Beavers and Willems back-to-back doubles. Pitch missed low to Burns, it's 2-0. Burns just has the look of an old-school baseball player. Left-handed hitting infielder, rocks the high socks. He's got the wrist tape. A little bit of a hitch in his setup at the plate. 2-0, low and in, counts 3-0. Burns was a sixth-round pick in 2021 out of Tulane. Well, the Orioles organization seems to have a liking for Tulane baseball players. That's the third Tulane alum to play for the Birds this season. 3-0. Catches the outside corner. And the other two, Hudson Haskin, well, he was rehabbing here in Aberdeen. And he played at Tulane. And so did former Ironbird Keegan Gillies, who's now up with AA Bowie. And, of course, Burns. It's a green wave in Birdland as Burns takes outside ball four. It's a five-pitch walk. And he's aboard to start the second. So here's Ryan Higgins, who's ready to step in the right-handed batter's box. Higgins not a huge series down in Greensboro. A couple of hits, including a double. Drove in two and walked once. So he's been a regular in the outfield for the Birds, specifically in left field over the last few weeks. Here's Caceres. Pitch fouled back. Well, Higgins is on it. Enters tonight's game with an 802 OPS. Has hit the ball really well in his short time at Aberdeen this year. He missed over a month with an injury from the end of April through early June. But he is back and a big addition to this lineup, especially with some of the recent promotions out of Aberdeen. 0-1 inside, and it actually clipped the elbow guard of Higgins. So that one got him. Higgins knew it right away, felt it. And the home plate umpire, Elliot Melton, made the call. No argument from that Blue Rocks dugout. So the first two are on. A walk and a hit-by pitch to start the second for the Birds. And that brings up Luis Valdez. And based on the situation, got to believe that a bunt will at least be considered here. With Valdez's speed, and then, of course, the speed of Burns at second and Higgins at first. No outs and an easy sacrifice situation. Birds could decide to let Valdez drop one down. He squares, pulls back. And, of course, any time that Luis Valdez tries to drop a bunt down, even if he's trying to sacrifice, he's got a chance to beat it out. Could try to drop one down for a hit as well. But the Blue Rocks kind of getting the vibe that Luis is going to bunt. They had the third baseman House in, and now manager Mario Lison is out to chat with the entire infield of the Blue Rocks. Tied at two, bottom of the second inning. No outs and runners at first and second. Looking for a rental and finding it hard to get to first base? Contact TCA Property Management, Inc. to help you find your new home today. Call TCA Property Management, Inc. at 410-273-9585. That's 410-273-9585. Or head over to www.tcaproperty.com. Birds in business with no outs in the bottom of the second. We're tied at two. A little bit of rain before first pitch, but just a quick shower. It's dry now and all good here. Light blue skies with cloud cover off in the distance. So here's Valdez, the nine-hole hitter. Counts 1-0. We'll see if he squares to bunt again. Corners come in, not showing bunt, takes low and in, it's 2-0. Well, now, probably, I got to assume the bunt would be off here 2-0, especially after a walk and a hit by pitch. He's missed out of the zone quite a bit so far this inning. 2-0. They let Valdez swing away, and that one's ripped into the stands down the third baseline. 2-1. It's a good cut from Luis. Pretty much knew he was getting a fastball. Corners remain in for the Blue Rocks. Middle infielder's back. 2-1. Valdez shows bunt, and it's a good one. Absolutely no chance for the pitcher, Brian Caceres, to make a play. Everybody's safe. It's a bunt base hit for Valdez. And the bases are full of birds with no outs here in the second. Well, I said it before the mound visit that even if Valdez is squaring early to bunt, showing that he's going to sacrifice, I mean, if he puts it down where, you know, the catcher's got to come out far to pick it up or the pitcher has to get off the mound, you know, it's just absolutely no shot for the opposing pitcher, and that was the case there. Perfect placement. He deadened it off the bat up the third baseline a little bit. And Caceres, all he could do was put it in his pocket. So a walk, a hit-by-pitch, and a bunt single. Bird's looking to break this thing open. We're tied at two, but might not be that way for long. Back to the top for Wagner. First pitch to Max. Fastball down the chute. It's 0-1. Wagner got things started with the single in the first. He scored the tying run. See what he can do here. Caceres has nowhere to put him. 0-1 inside. It's 1-1. Wags had a really solid series down in Greensboro. Went 7-for-19 with a pair of doubles, a home run. He drove in four, and he also walked four times. Singled, stole a bag, and scored in the first tonight. Now the 1-1. That's low, blocked by the catcher, Farmer. It's 2-1. Wagner has 28 RBIs on the season. Chance to pick up a few more. Batting 207 with runners in scoring position, but he has a 388 on base in those situations. 2-1 off the plate, and it's 3-1. So 12 hits with runners in scoring position, five of them for extra bases. He's also walked 18 times when he's come up with runners in scoring position. Counts 3-1. Next pitch to Wagner. Ground ball up the middle. It's through for a base hit. Burns is in to score. Here comes Higgins. The throw goes to third. Valdez is safe. Wagner into second. It's a two-run single for Max Wagner. And the Birds take the lead once again. It's now 4-2 Birds. Max Wagner stays hot at the plate. He's 2-for-2 with a couple singles. And the Birds have the lead once again. The first four have reached for the Birds here in the second. Walk, hit by pitch, a single, and now a two-run single. Well, the Birds had really good speed on the bases. I mean, this is a Birds team that has speed up and down the lineup. Good base runners as well. So Burns scored easily from third, and Higgins no problem getting in from second. The throw went to third. No chance to get Valdez, who dove in head first. And then Wagner, reading the throw to third, was able to pick up second. So second and third for Frederick Benkosme as the infield comes in all the way around. First pitch to Freddie outside. It's 1-0. Ironbirds 4, Blue Rocks 2. Blue Rocks with one run in each of their first two trips to the plate. The Birds with two runs in each of their first two trips, but not nearly done here in the second. No outs in second and third. And Cosme, a big cut, tipped it into the glove of the catcher, Farmer. And the count is 1-1. Well, this is a Birds team that came into tonight's game with a plus 63 run differential overall this season and plus 31 through 14 games in the second half. Getting it done with the bats and getting it done with runners in scoring position. That was one of the things that I talked about on the air show tonight is ripping with Risp. The Birds went 23 for 58 with runners in scoring position in that five-game series against Greensboro. 1-1 outside. So 23 for 58 with Risp. That's a .397 team batting average in a five-game stretch. That's pretty dang good. Two runners in scoring position right now. Second and third with no outs in the drawn-in infield. Ben Cosme flips one foul off to the third base side. It's 2-2. So Freddie looking to keep it going. The first four have reached this inning, and the Birds have a two-run advantage all of a sudden. 2-2 pitch. Ben Cosme dribbles one to the right side, handled by Pena. He's actually going to run it over to first base himself, so a four unassisted put out at first base. You don't see that very often, but his nice play on the right side of the diamond keeps both runners where they are. And there is one out for Dylan Beavers. So Pena was able to get to that one. Didn't have to leave his feet. He stayed upright. But then as he looked both runners back, he just ran it over to first himself. So four unassisted for out number one. Here's Dylan Beavers. First pitch to Dylan outside for a ball, 1-0. Beavers doubled in the first to extend his hitting streak to 11 games. That's a season high for Dylan. And he is one game away from tying Judd Fabian for the longest Birds hitting streak this year. 1-0. Beavers flips one off the end of the bat into shallow left. It's down past the left fielder, Emiliani. Valdez is in. Wagner a slow trot around third. He's going to score. Beavers digging for third. And now Roberto Mercado's waving him home, but Beavers slipped and fell as he went around third. He dives back into third, and now he looks like he's in a lot of pain. He's holding that left knee. So Beavers is down at third. Berto is down with him. Head athletic trainer Tori Atencio is out to check on him. So Mercado gave him the wave. Beavers, who already has one inside the park home run this season, had a chance for another one there. The ball went off the tip of Emiliani's glove all the way to the wall, and Beavers can fly. Valdez and Wagner scoring with ease. But Beavers, who is in with a two-run triple to make it 6-2 Birds, is down. And there's just no shot he's staying in this game. Roberto Mercado's going to look at his lineup card. He just looked over to the dugout to tell somebody to get ready. Well, Beavers is up. He's shaking it off. Chase Sebi, who's coaching first for the Birds tonight, is over at that dugout talking things over with the coaching staff. Beavers is going to try to stick this one out. He's going to try to shake that off. It could have just been a jammed knee, but you just never know. I mean, with the turf, with, you know, he was running the bases and he was trying to make a sharp turn around third. You just hope that it's nothing serious. So Torrey's going to ask Dylan to try to jog this one off, see if he can stay in the game. Well, he might actually stay in. Trying to shake it off. And now I got to imagine the Birds are going to want to be cautious with him. Beaver's one of the top prospects in this Orioles organization, and he's up running it off. Just jogged up that third base line a little bit, still shaking off both knees. It was that left knee that he grabbed as he dove back into third. That would have been really exciting if Beavers was, you know, had stayed upright and was able to make it around third and head home to try for the inside the Parker. Either way, he's 2-for-2 with a couple extra base hits tonight. And five of the first six have reached this inning for Aberdeen. Well, and they're actually going to keep Beavers in the game. So Roberto Mercado motions over to the dugout and says, you know, hey, he's going to stay in. Pretty shocked there. I think I got a little ahead of myself. It looked like they were going to take him out because Roberto had motioned over the dugout to get somebody ready. The Beavers is staying in, so a lot of people in the Orioles organization holding their breath right there. As Beavers with a triple to bring home two. It's now 6-2 Birds. So four runs already home here in the bottom of the second. And here's Willems with a man on third and only one out. Caceres still out there. Swing and a miss from Willems. Well, Caceres has had a tough go of it so far in high A. He came into tonight's game with a 10-13 ERA in two starts, nine earned runs in eight innings. He had allowed five extra base hits and 15 hits overall in those two games. Pitch misses outside. Well, so far tonight he's allowed six more hits and three of them for extra bases, two doubles and a triple. Pretty solid numbers with low A Fredericksburg to start the year. Had a 4.80 ERA in 15 games down there. Willems sends one up in the air, deep left field. Emiliani goes back, but he'll just turn and watch it fly over the wall. Fire me up, Creed Willems. A two-run shot here in the bottom of the second. And the Birds have opened this thing up. It's 8-2 Aberdeen. So Beavers in the three-hole and Willems in the four-hole. Each have two extra base hits and two trips to the plate. And that long home run from Willems is going to chase Brian Caceres from this game. 8-2 Birds, six runs home in the bottom of the second. And this inning is far from over. That's it for Caceres, but there is still only one out in the bottom of the second. And we've got a pitching change here in Aberdeen. Well, Creed Willems continues to rip the baseball. Picks up two more RBIs. He drove in two with a double in the first inning. So he is now up to 27 RBIs on the season. And we'll tell you just a little bit more about that when we come back. A lot to go over after this commercial break, but it's 8-2 Birds with one out and no one on in the bottom of the second. Tell you more about the new pitcher when we come back. Keep it locked for an exciting one here on the Iron Birds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Iron Birds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds Concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Six runs already home for the Birds in the bottom of the second as Aberdeen leads it 8-2 over Wilmington. New pitcher into the game for Wilmington is left-hander Danelle Diaz. First pitch to Isaac De Leon misses outside for a ball, and the count is 1-0. Well, six of the first seven batters this inning have reached for Aberdeen. One out and no one on as De Leon takes a big cut there, and the count is 1-1. Colin Burns walked. Ryan Higgins was hit by a pitch. Luis Valdez a bunt single to load the bases for Max Wagner. 1-1 to De Leon outside. Wagner brought home two with a single up the middle. Ben Cosme grounded out to second. But then Dylan Beavers hit a two-run triple to left, a ball that got under Leandro Emiliani's glove. Pitch catches the inside corner. It's 2-2 on De Leon. Beavers slipped heading around third. Roberto Mercado was waving him home at a chance for his second inside the Parker of the season. But Beavers slipped. He dove back into third. He was grabbing his left knee. It looked really ugly, but he stayed in the game. Here's the 2-2 to De Leon. Ground ball foul, third baseline. And then The next batter, Creed Willems, hit a deep fly ball to left, a ball that just kept carrying, and it sailed over the wall for a two-run homer. And that was it for right-hander Brian Caceres. So now Denell Diaz, 2-2, grounded hard on the ground to short, but Barley has it over to first. De Leon retired on a 6-3 putout. It brings up Silas Ardoin with two down. So the two-run home run for Willems after his two-run double in the first give him two extra base hits and four RBIs tonight. Beavers in the three-hole, a double and a triple, two RBIs and two runs scored. So the top of this lineup getting it done for the Birds. Broken bat flare into shallow center. It's down for a hit. So Ardoin picks up another knock. That's his 14th hit in his last 10 games. And he is on, and the Birds will send Burns to the plate. So another hit for the Birds. That is their eighth base hit of the game. So eight hits, four for extra bases. It's an 8-2 Aberdeen lead with two down and Ardoin at first for Colin Burns, who started the inning with a walk. Left on left for Diaz. Breaking ball misses off the plate. Burns the 10th man to hit in the inning. As the Birds look for more against this Blue Rocks team. So Willems with four RBIs in this one. Give him 27 on the year. He just hit his 7th homer of the season. And he now has 11 extra base hits as a Bird. 1-0 outside. And it's 2-0 on Burns. Final line for Brian Caceres. Gave up 8 runs, all earned on 7 hits in an inning and a third. No strikeouts, 1 walk. Through 40 pitches, 22 of them strikes. 2-0 to Burns. Fastball outside corner for a strike. It's 2-1. All Birds tonight, 2 in the first, 6 so far here in the second. Burns looking to join the hit parade. Takes another pitch, and that one is also a called strike. It's 2-2. So two balls and two strikes on Burns with two outs in the inning. Ardoin the runner at first. Birds lead it by 6. It's 8-2. Diaz a high leg kick, 2-2 pitch. Burns is able to spoil it foul. Chops it over towards the first base dugout. Well, the Birds won 3 of 5 at Greensboro before the All-Star break. They outscored the Grasshoppers 52-35 in that series. 2-2. That one almost got Burns. He got out of the way. Counts full. And in the Birds' 3 wins that series, they scored at least 11 runs in all of them. They had an 11-run game and 2 16-run outputs. Averaged 10.4 runs per game over those 5, and they're off to a good start tonight post-All-Star break. 3-2, 2-out pitch, fouled back. Well, it's been a long second inning. You had the delay, the injury delay over at third base. And Beavers grabbed his left knee as he dove back into third base, and it looked really ugly, but he stayed in the game. And then, of course, the Birds have sent 10 to the plate here this inning. And now Burns asks for time. Counts 3-2 on Colin Burns with Ardoin at first, 2 down. Ardoin will be off on the pitch. All 4 infielders back deep. Diaz looks at first. The pitch fought off the hands over to third, but House, the 6'4 third baseman, makes the leaping grab. So that is the bottom of the second. It's a big inning for the Birds as they get 6 runs. They do it on a bunch of hits. They send 10 to the plate and a commanding 6-run lead after 2 full. We'll head to the top of the third after these quick messages on the Iron Birds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Iron Birds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Top of the third inning here in Aberdeen. 8 runs on 8 hits, no errors for the Birds. 2 runs on 4 hits, no errors for the Blue Rocks. So 8-2 Aberdeen over Wilmington. In game one of this three-game set, Cameron Weston back to work. Birds have given him 8 runs of support through 2 innings tonight, and now he has a 6-run lead to work with. First pitch misses inside to Jeremy De La Rosa, the cleanup hitter. De La Rosa gave the Blue Rocks the lead with an RBI single up the middle in the first. But the Birds took the lead for the first time with 2 in the bottom of the first. So it was 2-1 after 1. High chopper to first. That's over De Leon's head into right. And that's a turf base hit for De La Rosa. Chopped it right in front of home plate. And a high hop over De Leon's head for a base hit. But back to what I was saying, 2-1 after an inning of play. The Blue Rocks tied it with a 2-out base hit in the second. But 6 runs on 5 hits for the Birds in the bottom of the second. And now a man on first with no outs. For Wilmington, grounded to first, De Leon has it, steps on the first for 1, throw to second, Colin Burns applies the tag, and it's a 3-6 double play, so just like that, 2 gone and no one on. That's a nice turn by De Leon right there. Was right by first base when he picked that one up, stepped on the bag, made a strong throw to Burns, and Burns was able to apply the tag on De La Rosa. That brings up Caleb Farmer, the catcher. So White retired on the double play. And Farmer, who struck out looking his first time up, takes a tight slider there. That missed, and the count is 1-1. So 8-2 Birds.
1 out plus mile count.
As Weston looks for a scoreless frame. 1-1 lined up the middle, but Ben Cosme scoops it off the turf. And throws to first to retire the side. Well, Weston just barely got out of the way. Ben Cosme had his back behind him, and the inning is over. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, and no one left on in the top of the third. Through 2.5, it's the Birds 8 and the Blue Rocks 2. We'll head to the bottom of the third after this on MILB-TV Valley Live and WAMD Aberdeen.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
All Birds so far in this one tonight. 8 runs on 8 hits for Aberdeen. 2 runs on 5 hits for Wilmington. And here we are in the bottom of the third inning. The Birds looking to score for the third straight inning. 2 runs in the first, 6 on 5 hits in the second. They sent 10 men to the plate in that second inning. A two-run single from Max Wagner, a two-run triple from Dylan Beavers, and then a two-run home run from Creed Willems to cap off the inning. So here's Higgins, Valdez, and Wagner due up against left-hander Danelle Diaz, who got the final two outs of the third. And he is looking to give the Blue Rocks a little bit of length tonight.
I just want to confirm that Ray will enter.
Here's the 0-1 to Higgins. That misses inside for a ball, and the count is 1-1. One pitch. And a patient approach from Higgins, and the count's 1-2. All four infielders back deep for Wilmington. Outside fastball, that one missed. Get some numbers on Danelle Diaz. Didn't really have the chance to do that last inning because there was just so much going on. Bird's bats were doing their thing. 2-2 popped up shallow right center. Pena's out, but it's the right fielder McKenzie who comes sprinting in, makes the grab. And Higgins is retired for out number one here in the third. Here's Luis Valdez, who dropped down a bunt single with no outs and runners at first and second back in that second. That loaded the bases for Max Wagner. Pitch missed outside, counts 1-0. Valdez, a switch hitter, flipped over to the right side against the lefty Diaz. That's over for a strike, 1-1. So Diaz, a native of Morón in Cuba, 26 years old, 5 feet 11 inch southpaw, 1-1, swing and a miss. Valdez went up the ladder, it's 1-2. Diaz, in his first stateside professional season, was signed by the Nationals out of Cuba in September 2022. Spent some time, or was assigned to the Dominican Summer League affiliate late last year, but never pitched. It's a swing and a miss there, so Valdez has gone on strikes. Two up, two down for Diaz. And then started the year on the Blue Rocks roster. He is 0-4 with a 5.57 ERA in 24 games. 32 and a third innings of work before tonight. 45 strikeouts, now 46 strikeouts, and 27 walks on the season. Opponents hitting .221 against him, so the hits have been relatively hard to come by. Next pitch. That's over for a strike to Wagner, the leadoff man, who's up for the third time here in the third inning. Singled in the first, brought home two with a single in the second, and he scored two runs. 0-1. That's over for a strike as well. It's 0-2. Well, it's always good when I got to cross out a column or the number in the column in my scorebook because the Birds bat around, and that's what happened last inning. Swing and a miss. Wagner chased outside, and it's a quick 1-2-3 inning for Danelle Diaz and the Blue Rocks. First time the Birds have gone down without scoring tonight. After three full, they still hold a six-run advantage. 8-2 Birds after three. Top of inning number four. When we come back, keep it locked on the Iron Birds Radio Network.
The Iron Birds now offer flex packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated five-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Looking for a rental and finding it hard to get to first base? Contact TCA Property Management, Inc. to help you find your new home today. Call TCA Property Management, Inc. at 410-273-9585. That's 410-273-9585. Or head over to www.tcaproperty.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds Concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Cameron Weston back to work in the top of inning number four. He's thrown just 47 pitches through three, and he's looked pretty good. Just two runs on five hits against Weston so far tonight. He's walked one and hit a batter. Worked around traffic over the first three innings, allowed one run in the first, another in the second, but faced the minimum in a scoreless third. And here we are in the top of the fourth, Birds leading at 8-2 over Wilmington. Emiliani, the seven-hole hitter, leads off. Pitch misses inside, counts 1-0. So Emiliani, Viandel Pena, and Jordy Barley, 7-8-9. Birds chase the Wilmington starter, Brian Caceres, from the game after just an inning and a third. Pitch missed inside again, it's 2-0. Caceres gave up eight runs on seven hits. And then left-hander Danelle Diaz came in to get the final two outs of the second. He just worked a 1-2-3 third as Weston paints the outer half with a fastball. Counts 2-1. Well, that's the story early on. The bats have been going. Birds getting it going from the jump. 2-1, missed a little inside. And the count goes to 3-1. Weston looking to match a career high with four innings. If he can get three outs here in the fourth. 3-1. Cue shot off the end of the bat. Dribbled foul down the third baseline. Mario Lison tried to make a lunging, barehanded grab the third base coach's box. Got by him, but he picks it up, flips it to a kid, and kid dropped it. Well, now he's going to pick it up again. This time he's going to give it to somebody else, so... Weston picks up another strikeout. That is his fifth. So Weston continues to roll, and that six-run lead really helping him out. So he is now set down three batters in a row. Got a double play ball for the first two outs of the third, then another ground out, and now a punch out here to start the fourth. So Weston now with a career-high five strikeouts. And he gets a first-pitch grounder out to Ben Cosme over to first. 4-3 put out, two up, two down. So Pena retired. Here is Jordy Barley, the shortstop. So Weston now at 3 2/3 innings of work. And a chance for his first 1-2-3 inning of the night. So Weston is no stranger to pitching as a starter. I mean, you know, guys don't go into D1 college ball pitching just out of the bullpen in high school. So, you know, starting throughout high school. And then he made 26 starts at Michigan before the Birds selected him in the eighth round last year. It was a popped-up bunt attempt foul first base side. So a bulk of his college career spent in a starting role, but had not pitched as a starter yet in pro ball before tonight. This is just his 11th career appearance and first... starting on the mound. Made five relief appearances for Low A Delmarva last year after he was drafted and then started the year injured this year. Picks up another strikeout there. Six punch outs for Weston, and he is rolling. He's set down the last five batters he's faced in order, and he picks up two more punch outs. Six Ks through four innings of two-run ball for Weston, and the Birds still rocking a commanding six-run lead. 8-2 after 3.5. We'll head to the bottom of the fourth after these messages on the Iron Birds Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Amanda Gallagher Orthodontics is here to help you, Ironbirds fans. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Baltimore area, Amanda Gallagher Orthodontics accepts most insurance. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing, and we love to see Ironbirds fans smile. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit agortho.com today and book your free consult. That's agortho.com for Amanda Gallagher Orthodontics, official smile provider of Minor League Baseball.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of Minor League Baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Frederick Benkosme leads off the bottom of the fourth for the Birds. It's Benkosme, Beavers, and Willems, 2-3-4. As the Birds look for more against the Blue Rocks, Danelle Diaz back out there for his second full inning of work. He's gone an inning and two-thirds so far. Left on left, Benkosme shows bunt, stabbed at it. And they appeal down to first, and Brian Laws says he went around. Surprised they even had to appeal there. But now Benkosme asks for time. Counts 0-1. Freddie is 0-2 tonight. He and Isaac De Leon are the only Ironbirds who have not reached safely. Got three different Birds who have reached safely in both of their trips to the plate. 0-1, Benkosme pops one up, shallow right center, and Pena makes the grab for out number one. So Wagner, Beavers, and Willems in the 1, 3, and 4 holes respectively are a combined 6-for-6 with 4 extra base hits, and they've scored 5 of the 8 runs. And then the bottom of the order, Burns, Higgins, and Valdez, they've each scored a run and have reached base safely once. Silas Ardoin has also reached safely. So Benkosme 0-3. Here's Beavers. Pitch misses up and in. Counts 1-0. Well, the last time Beavers was up, he hit a sinking fly ball to left. Emiliani tried to make the grab around his shoe tops, but it got by him, went all the way to the wall. 1-0 pitch. Beavers takes high. And Beavers, who runs extremely well, was flying around the bases. Roberto Mercado was waving him around third to try for the inside the Parker, but he slipped and fell, had to dive back into third. Tipped in and out of the glove of Farmer. It's 2-1. The Beavers picked up his second extra base hit of the night, a two-run triple after a double in the first. But Beavers, when he dove back into third, he grabbed his left knee, and he was down in some pain. It looked really bad. That one breaking ball missed over his head. He had to lunge, duck out of the way. Counts 3-1. So it looked really bad. It looked like Roberto Mercado was going to remove him from the game and go to his bench, but Beavers was able to walk it off. Might have just jammed his knee or something, but he's all good. He's still in there. 3-1, fastball outside corner for a strike, and the count's full. So it's great to see Beavers still in the game, and it's not like he's limping or anything either, so it looks like he's all good. 3-2 pitch coming up from Diaz. Here it is. Inside, that's ball four. So Beavers has reached base safely in all three of his plate appearances tonight. He's already extended his hitting streak to a season-high 11 games. And that brings up Creed Willems, who has brought home 4 of the 8 runs for Aberdeen. A two-run double in the first to open the scoring. And then a two-run home run that sailed over the left center field wall to cap off the 6-run second. Willems looking to stay perfect at the plate. Maybe add a couple more ribbies. Swings at a breaking ball off the plate there. It's 0-1. Birds lead at 8-2, bottom four. One out with Beavers at first. Double play depth up the middle for Barley and Pena, with House off the line at third. Willems chased low and outside again, and that one grounded foul over towards the Birds' dugout. It's 0-2. Nice crowd on hand for a Friday night in the Dean. Well, it was really hot and humid today. It's cooled down a little bit. 0-2. Did he go around? They'll appeal. No swing. And it's 1-2. Probably the hottest day we've had in Aberdeen this season. Humidity was crazy. It rained just for a few minutes before first pitch, and that kind of cooled things down a little bit. Well, ball and two strikes on Willems. See if he gets another breaking ball. Well, this time he gets a fastball that missed outside. It's 2-2. Next pitch from Diaz. 2-2 breaking ball sent way up in the air right center. But this one's going to stay in the yard. De La Rosa makes the grab. And that is the second out of the inning. Beavers back to first. Well, big reaction from the crowd there, but that one was ticketed for someone's glove. Just a little bit under it. So Willems is retired for the first time tonight. Two down for De Leon. Well, De Leon was my player spotlight on the air show earlier today because he's riding a 5-game hitting streak, and he has done a lot of damage over that streak. He's 0-for-2 tonight, but enters tonight's game 10-for-21 in his last five with three straight multi-hit games. First pitch to Isaac, in for a strike. It's 0-1. De Leon's driven in five and also scored five times over his 5-game hitting streak. First career 4-hit game in the last one that he played. Big swing and a miss there. It's 0-2. So on Saturday, July 8th, which was the Birds' last game before the break because their Sunday game was rained out, they put up 16 runs on the Grasshoppers. And De Leon went 4-for-5 with a grand slam, three singles, and a walk, and scored three runs. So a career day for De Leon, looking to keep the good vibes flowing. Beavers at first, he takes off on the 0-2 pitch, but it's fouled back. And the count stays where it is. I'll be honest, I was surprised that Beavers stayed in the game, and now I'm even more surprised to see him taken off on that pitch. And given the situation earlier where he went down and grabbed his knee. But he's all good, and that's good to know. That's good to see. Stays put this time, 0-2, swing and a miss. And Diaz picks up his third strikeout over the last two innings. No runs, no hits, no errors. One man left on for the Birds in the bottom of the fourth. A couple of zeros for both teams over the last two innings, but the Birds still lead it 8-2 after four. We'll head to the top of the fifth after these messages on MILB-TV Bally Live and WAMD Aberdeen.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Top of the fifth inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Birds 8, Blue Rocks 2. 8 runs on 8 hits, no errors for Aberdeen. 2 runs on 5 hits, no errors for Wilmington. Birds and Rocks in game one of a 3-game set to open up a 9-game homestand for the Birds. Right-hander Cameron Weston back to work. His first pitch of the inning is sent over to left. Higgins, a nice leaping grab on the run. And on one pitch, Cameron Weston has the first out of the fifth. Nice grab by Ryan Higgins. Read it well off the bat. Made a leaping grab at the left field warning track. And takes away potentially extra bases from the leadoff man Jared McKenzie. So with that out, that is now a career-high 4 1/3 innings for Cameron Weston in professional baseball. Ties up Brady House there with a pitch inside. Counts 0-1 on the swing and a miss. House a game-tying RBI single in the top of the second. That made it 2-2. But the Birds responded with six runs in the home second. And they now lead it 8-2. Weston ready to go. Breaking ball off the plate. And the count's 2-1. Weston looking for another 1-2-3 inning. Well, I guess I jinxed it there. There's a ground ball into left center for House. His second hit in as many trips to the plate. So he's 2-for-3. That breaks up a streak of six batters retired by Weston. A streak that started with the first two outs of the third on a double play ball and took him into one out into the fifth. Well, Weston up to 62 pitches right now. And he's done a great job giving the Birds some length tonight. And, of course, he's got that six-run lead to work with. First pitch to the left-handed hitting DH. Frizzell misses low. Counts 1-0. Birds 8, Rocks 2. Now Frizzell batting with House at first and one gone. Frizzell walked in the first, struck out swinging in the second. Wagner, the third baseman, way off the line and deep. Burns the shortstop shading up the middle. 1-0, swing and a miss. Good pitch down in the zone. It's 1-2. Ben Cosme, the second baseman, straight away. And Isaac De Leon holding on the runner at first. Pitch from Weston misses low. It's 2-1. Well, Weston with a career-high six strikeouts so far tonight. The last time he struck out at least six batters in a game was back in May of his final season as a Michigan Wolverine. Struck out six in three shutout innings on May 29th at home against Iowa. Line drive to left, that's down for a hit. So back-to-back knocks for the Rocks. And they have first and second. Now the ball gets away. Weston picks it up, throws to third. The tag from Wagner, and they got him. That was just a really weird play overall. The throw went into third. It got away from Wags. Weston took a little bit of time to pick it up, but for some reason, House from second tried to get to third on that, and Weston realized it late. The throw was kind of offline, but Wagner, a quick snap tag down, and House is tagged out for the second out of the inning. So that'll work. So Frizzell gets to second. So that should go down as a single, maybe an error in there that allowed Frizzell to get to second. Who knows? But the Birds get out number two. So Weston looking to make it through the fifth for the first time in his professional career. Two gone and a man at second for De La Rosa. Chops one foul over towards the Birds' dugout. And Creed Willems on the top step tried to make the bare hand snag. Was upset that he didn't come up with that. But he's having a pretty nice night at the plate, so I think it's okay that he didn't handle that foul ball. He's doing plenty to help the squad out. 1-1 pitch coming up. Here it is. Liner to left. Here comes Higgins. A sliding grab to end the inning. Ryan Higgins, a leaping grab on the warning track for out number one, and makes a sliding grab coming in on the ball for out number three. Getting Higgy with it in the outfield, flashing the leather to help out Cameron Weston. And Cam is through a career-high five innings of two-run ball. We'll go to the home half of the fifth after this. It's the Birds 8 and the Rocks 2. Keep it locked right here on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
8-2 Birds over the Blue Rocks, bottom of the fifth inning, and Silas Ardouin will start things up for the Birds. So it's Ardouin, Burns, and Higgins, 6-7-8. Birds have not scored over their last two trips to the plate. They don't have a hit over their last two innings, but they did plenty of damage over the first two frames, two in the first, six in the second, looking for more here. So Ardouin, who singled his last time up, is 1-for-2, and will get a shot against right-hander Todd Peterson. Rips a liner to left, but that is right at Jared McKenzie. And Peterson has out number one in the sixth on one pitch. Well, Ardouin hit it hard, a slicer to right. That brings up Colin Burns. Tough go of it so far this season for Peterson. He's posted a 6.06 ERA in 24 appearances for the Blue Rocks. First pitch from Peterson, misses low and into Burns. Counts 1-0. Peterson's had some injury issues throughout his professional career. Originally drafted by the Nats in the seventh round in 2019 out of LSU. Had a standout collegiate career, and he just saw his alma mater, the LSU Tigers, win the 2023 College World Series. 2-0, Burns rips one to second. On a one-hop, Pena handles it over to first. And a 4-3 putout is out number two. That brings up Ryan Higgins with two gone and no one on. Higgins made a leaping grab in left for out number one and then a sliding grab for out number three to help out Cameron Weston, who's threw a career-high five innings tonight. Birds looking for more. They lead it 8-2. First pitch from Peterson misses off the plate. It's 1-0. Well, Peterson takes over for Danelle Diaz, who did not allow a run in 2 2/3 innings of work. But he was really good. And now Peterson trying to keep it a six-run game. Higgins just fouled one back. 32 2/3 innings of work for Todd before tonight's game with 25 strikeouts and 18 walks. 1-1, that's low and away, 2-1. So not a high strikeout guy, less than one punch out per inning. And that's on par with what he's done throughout his career. 108 strikeouts now in 125 full professional innings. So he pitches to contact, he's a contact guy. 2-1 outside corner for a strike. So two balls, two strikes, two outs. Birds trying to avoid their second 1-2-3 inning over the last three. Higgins asked for time. Step out to readjust the batting gloves. Fifteen combined hits in this game. And 10 combined runs. Pitch is a called strike three in the inner half. Higgins is just absolutely shocked that that pitch was called a strike as he had to lunge out of the way of it, but it is a called strike three by home plate umpire Elliot Melton. So a 1-2-3 inning for Todd Peterson, and the Birds have had just one base runner over their last three trips to the plate. But through five full, they lead it 8-2. We'll head to the top of the sixth after these messages. Keep it locked on the Birds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Top of the sixth inning here in the Dean. Michael Marcantonini back with you on the call. It's the Birds 8 and the Blue Rocks 2. As Daniel Lloyd takes over out of the Birds' bullpen, right-hander on to try to give the Birds some length here at the back end after Cameron Weston gave up just two runs in five innings. First pitch of the night from the right-hander Lloyd misses outside to the switch-hitting first baseman T.J. White. So it's White, Farmer, and Emiliani. 5-6 and 7, the first three to greet Lloyd. 1-0 pitch from Daniel. Popped up foul out of play, third base side. Lloyd, a 22-year-old right-hander from the University of South Carolina, grew up in South Carolina in Charleston, owns a 3.56 ERA this season through 15 appearances, 11 starts, so has not worked out of the bullpen very often. This is just his fourth relief appearance of the year. He's given up just 24 earned runs in 60 and two-thirds. 2-1 pitch, tap foul, it's 2-2. 64 strikeouts and just 24 walks. Has done a great job missing bats and limiting hard contact of late. Posted a 2.25 ERA in five appearances in the month of June. And so far off to a good start in July. Gets a swing and a miss there, so one up, one down for Lloyd. And he picks up the seventh strikeout of the night for the Birds pitching staff. So one up, one down, that brings up Caleb Farmer, the catcher. Final line on Cameron Weston. Two earned runs on seven hits in five innings. A career-high six strikeouts and one walk in a career-high five innings of work. Through 69 pitches, 43 strikes. Slider there from Lloyd. Missed outside to Farmer. It's 1-0. Lloyd has four pitches to work with. He's got a four-seam fastball, a cutter, a slider, and a splitter. Here's his 1-0. Grounded foul down the third baseline. And Wagner will head over to pick that one up in foul ground. Weston allowed just three hits over his final three innings of work. Gave up single runs in the first and second, but nothing after that. 1-1 pitch to Farmer, swing and a miss. Lloyd went five innings in his last outing, which was a start on July 8th at Greensboro. Gave up one run, but it was unearned. Struck out six, walked only one, and allowed just four hits. So since the start of June, he's allowed just six earned runs in 33 and a third innings, counting the out that he's recorded tonight. Pretty impressive numbers for Lloyd, who was a 14th round pick in 2021, now in his third professional season. Trying to get Caleb Farmer for out number two here in the sixth. The Birds lead it 8-2 in game one of this series. Fly ball deep right center. Valdez ranging back. He looks up at one, hops the wall. It's Beavers who picks it up out there. And Farmer pulls into second with a one-out double. That's just the first extra base hit of the night for Wilmington. That brings up Emiliani, the left fielder. Take a look at what's going on in Bowie. Well, the Bay Sox grabbed three runs in the first inning against the Akron Rubber Ducks. Jackson Holliday is 0-for-1 in that game. Billy Cook opened the bottom of the first with a leadoff homer. His 10th homer of the season. Cook was a big part of the Ironbirds team last year that came within one win of a championship. Former Ironbird John Rhodes also has a homer. Stabbed by Lloyd, looks the runner back to second, throws low to first, but DeLeon handles it. So a 1-3 putout. That was a nice play by Daniel Lloyd to grab the chopper from Emiliani. It looked like he had Farmer caught too far off of second, but no one was at second for the throw. And well, he was able to just look the runner back and throw to first. So two gone. That brings up Viandel Pena. Gene Pinto, who spent all of last year with Aberdeen and started this year with the Birds, is starting tonight for the Bay Sox. He's been really good there. So in the first inning tonight, Holiday grounded out to first in his first double-A plate appearance. Next pitch from Lloyd. Sweeping slider misses low and in. And after he tore it up in Aberdeen, a quick promotion up to double-A. Started the year in low-A Delmarva, 14 games there. Then a 57-game stint with the Birds. And now playing game one as a Bay Sox. Off the end of the bat, line drive foul down the third base line into the seats. Count is 1-1 on Pena. So that's the story around Birdland tonight. 19-year-old Jackson Holiday making his double-A debut tonight, less than a year over after he was drafted number one overall last season. It's just pretty impressive when you put that sentence together. 19 years old. In double-A, less than a calendar year after he was taken number one overall. I mean, just so many things jump out in that sentence. Just shows you what a special player he is. So the Birds in game one in the post-Holiday era. They lead it 8-2. 1-2 pitch, fouled off left side, out of play. Daniel Lloyd looking to work a scoreless sixth. There's a runner at second with two down. That's Caleb Farmer. He doubled earlier in the frame. First time that Lloyd's pitching out of the bullpen since May 26th. 1-2 pitch coming up. Here it is. Fouled off. Well, the Birds gave Cameron Weston the start tonight, and he looked excellent. Career-high 5 innings, a career-high 6 strikeouts. He walked and hit a batter, but he did both of those things in the first two frames, and after that, the control was there. Scattered 7 hits, but all singles. 1-2 from Lloyd. Another pitch chopped foul. And that one's into the Birds' dugout. Well, Pena hanging tough against Lloyd here. Lloyd gave up 4 runs on 7 hits in a season-high 6 innings back on June 20th at Wilmington. Took a no decision that day. 1-2 outside. It's 2-2. But he also struck out 5 and walked just 1. I mean, he hit a batter. One of the biggest things for Lloyd recently is limiting the free passes. He's allowed just 4 walks over his last 4 outings. He's also done a great job limiting extra base hits and keeping the ball in the ballpark. Lloyd's allowed only 1 home run since May 7th. Pitch misses outside, and the count's full. I talked about it in his last start. Through his first 5 outings of the year, Lloyd allowed 4 homers. Just 1 since. He's getting a lot of weak contact, keeping the ball on the ground. Payoff pitch. Another one chopped foul towards the Birds' dugout. And we'll do it again. I lost track. That's at least 4 foul balls off the bat of Pena. As Lloyd looks for the inning ender. 8-2 Ironbirds in the top of the 6th inning in game 1 of this 3-game series. Farmer still at second. Burns the shortstop playing behind him, keeping him close. 3-2 again inside ball 4. Well, Pena just wore down Lloyd there. And Daniel missed inside. First walk he's issued tonight. That puts runners at first and second for Barley. Barley 0-2, lined to left in the second, struck out swinging in the fourth. Lloyd comes set. Big hole on the right side for the right-handed hitter. Swings and misses at the first pitch. Chased outside, it's 0-1. All the scoring in tonight's game came in the first two innings. It was 8-2 after two. It's still 8-2. Pitch missed low. Count 1-1. Credit the Wilmington bullpen for shutting things down after starter Brian Caceres had a tough go of it. And credit Weston and Lloyd, who have combined for 5 2/3 of two-run ball. 1-1 downstairs. So Lloyd looking to find the strike zone. He's up to 24 pitches here in the inning. And now Silas Ardouin will head out to the mound for a chat. Birds entered tonight's game 41-37 overall on the season. And 9-5 in the second half. The Brooklyn Cyclones, who have played some really good baseball in the second half, lead the North Division after they finished in last place in the North Division in the first half. Birds just a game and a half behind Brooklyn. Cyclones 11-4 to start half number two. The Birds 9-5. Birds have a big series with the Cyclones coming up in August. These two teams separating themselves from the pack in the second half standings. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Good one there from Lloyd. See if he can come back here and get Barley for out number three. Farmer at second, Pena at first. Lloyd set. Quick look at second. Now to breaking ball to the plate. Missed downstairs. And Ardouin kept it in front. 3-2, two out pitch coming up. Runners will be off on the pitch. Lloyd looking to bear down and avoid two straight walks. Runners go 3-2, grounded foul, third base side. And Lloyd will throw at least one more pitch. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Birds lead it by six in the top of the sixth. Lloyd to the plate once again. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Got him on a pitch on the outer half. And Daniel Lloyd picks up his second strike out of the inning. Strands runners at first and second. And we are through 5.5 here in the Dean. All Birds tonight, they lead it 8-2 over the Rocks. We'll head to the home sixth after these messages and see if the Birds can get more. Keep it locked right here on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Ironbirds 8 and the Blue Rocks 2, bottom of inning number 6. Neither team has scored since the Birds got 6 in the bottom of the second. But the Birds did plenty of damage early, and they still hold a 6-run lead. Luis Valdez, Max Wagner, and Frederick Bencosme, 9-1-2, against right-hander Todd Peterson, who worked a 1-2-3 fifth. Valdez shows bunt, but pulls back, takes inside, and it's 1-0 on Luis. Well, Luis, a bunt single in the second. Dropped a good one down and beat it out. 1-0, inside 2-0. Well, the Blue Rocks expecting him to bunt again, or at least even if they're not expecting it, they're ready for it. House, the third baseman, is way in. First baseman White is in as well. Luis takes Lowen in. Counts 3-0. Well, you never want to put this guy on. You got to make him get to first base and make him work for it. Well, he thought that was ball four, but it's a strike on the outer half. Because when he's on base, he can turn a walk or a single into a double or a triple with his speed. 3-1 pitch, ripped down the first baseline, foul. A hot shot, but just a few inches too far right. And the count is now full. Pitching has dominated the last 3.5 innings after the bats took control over the first two frames. Full count pitch, fouled back, and Valdez stays alive. A lot of news throughout Birdland over the last couple weeks. I mentioned the promotions, the three guys that just went up to Double-A Bowie, the two guys that came up to Aberdeen. 3-2 pitch, grounded to first. White stays down on it, takes it to first himself. Three unassisted putout, starts the home sixth. So Holiday, Long, and Teeter up to Double-A. Elio Prado and Jared Beck up to High-A Aberdeen. Some more news as well, though. Another monthly honor for an Iron Bird, as right-hander Kyle Verbitsky was named the Orioles Minor League Pitcher of the Month for June. So 3 months into the season, three full months, April, May, and June, and an Iron Bird has won the Orioles Minor League Pitcher of the Month in all 3 months. 0-1, Wagner sends one off the end of the bat into center, and it is his third hit of the night. Wags is 3-for-4 with a trio of singles, and he's aboard with one out in the seventh. But it's pretty impressive when you look at it. I mean, there are four full season affiliates in every minor league system. You got low A, high A, double A, triple A. There's a lot of pitchers combined on those four rosters, and the Orioles have selected an Iron Bird as the organizational pitcher of the month in all 3 months. Pitch misses high, Wags takes off for second, and he's in safely with his second stolen base of the game. Wags doing it all tonight. Three hits, he's scored two runs, and now he has two stolen bases. Oh, yeah, he's driven in a pair as well. 2-for-2 in stolen base attempts tonight. He's up to 23 on the season. A big lead off of second. Had that momentum lead, but stayed put. As Ben Cosme took the pitch outside, it's 2-0. Freddie has not reached tonight. He's 0-for-3. Fly out, a ground out, and a pop out. But back to the earlier point about three pitcher of the month honors so far this year. Gene Pinto was the O's minor league pitcher of the month in April. Jake Lyons won the award in May, and now Verbitsky in June. Wags dancing off second, 2-0 to Ben Cosme over first strike. It's 2-1, and that doesn't even count Alex Pham, who was named the South Atlantic League pitcher of the month for May. So three calendar months of the season are come and gone. Four monthly pitching honors for the Birds. 2-1 outside. It's 3-1 on Freddie. Birds also have a Player of the Month honor this year in both the South Atlantic League and among Orioles minor leaguers. Jackson Holiday won both in May. So Ben Cosme waiting in the box, and now the catcher Farmer out from behind the plate. Going out to chat with Todd Peterson. Ben Cosme's at second tonight, but you figure he's going to have a chance to play some more shortstop now that Holiday's up in Double A. Colin Burns at short tonight. Birds like to move guys around the diamond. The Orioles looking for position flexibility as these guys move up in their careers, and Roberto Mercado's done a great job moving pieces around the diamond. I've got to imagine that's going to continue. 3-1 to Freddie. Flips one off the end of the bat into left. Emiliani's having some trouble out there. He went back on it, and it dropped in front of him. Now going all the way to the wall. Ben Cosme pulls in at second. Wagner scores from second. Don't know what that one will be scored. But either way, Wags and Ben Cosme trading places. And the Birds tack on a run. It's 9-2. To be honest, that looked like a can of corn for Emiliani out there. He went back on it and then realized that he had to come in a little bit. Tried to make another shoestring grab, could not. Wags had to hold up to see if it would be caught, and then he scored easily. So Wagner's now scored three runs tonight. Ben Cosme at second, and that has scored an error. And now Beavers. First pitch to Dillon. That one missed. It's 1-0. So no hit for Ben Cosme. We'll go down as an E7 on Emiliani. Next pitch to Beavers. Flips it foul out of play down the left field line, and the count's 1-1. Birds 9, Rocks 2. Birds with their first run since that six-run second. Beavers has reached safely in each of his three plate appearances tonight as he works the count back in his favor. It's now 2-1. He entered tonight's game slashing .310, .388, and .619 on his current 10-game hitting streak. He has since extended it to 11 games. 2-1 outside. So now on his 11-game hitting streak, he has 9 extra base hits, including a double and a triple tonight, and he's driven in 12. Second longest hitting streak of the season for an Ironbird. 3-1, ripped to first, but handled by T.J. White. A hot shot. He picks it up on one hop, and he takes it to the bag himself for out number two. So three unassisted. Nice glove work from White there. Ben Cosme moves up to third. That brings up Creed Willems, but before Willems can hit, we're going to have a pitching visit from Mark DeFelice, the pitching coach of the Blue Rocks. Willems 2-for-3 tonight as the designated hitter. I talked to Creed earlier this season, a few weeks ago actually, about trying to stay locked in when he's not behind the plate. Now, as a catcher, you're involved in every single play of the game. You know, defensively, you got to be locked in the entire time. And most of the time, Creed's behind the plate. You know, that's his position. But with Silas Ardue here and, of course, Creed, they're splitting time behind the plate. When Creed's not behind the plate, he's either at first or DH when he's in the lineup. And told me, yeah, sometimes it's tough to get locked in, but, you know, he prefers to be behind the plate because he can stay locked in the field, and that helps him at the plate. Swings at the first pitch there, up in the zone. It's 0-1. Said it's definitely easier to stay locked in when he's back there behind the plate. He's got to stay locked in, guide the pitchers through the game. 0-1, rips one foul into the seats down the right field line. It's 0-2. Creed having no trouble staying locked in tonight. Two-run double in the first, two-run homer in the second. Flew out to center his last time. Big lead at third for Ben Cosme. 0-2, Willems fouls it off. And the big left-handed swinger stays alive. Willems had a couple big games down in Greensboro, including a 3-for-6 effort in Game 2. That one gets away from the catcher, Farmer. Ben Cosme had a huge lead, and he scores standing up. Wild pitch from Todd Peterson, and the Birds add another. Into double digits now for the fourth time in their last six games. Ironbirds 10, Blue Rocks 2, and we're only in the home sixth. Birds put up 16 in Game 2 at Greensboro, 11 in Game 3, and 16 in Game 5. Hard hit grounder foul, first base side. Nice barehanded grab by Chase Sebi, coaching first base. So back-to-back games now for the Birds with 10-plus runs. 10 so far tonight. They won 16-1 last Saturday at Greensboro. Swing and a miss. Willems down on strikes. Came up empty on a fastball, and Peterson gets through the sixth. Birds add two more. They do it thanks to an error and a wild pitch in the inning. And they also pick up another hit. 10-2 Birds after six full. We'll head to the top of the seventh after this on the Iron Birds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Iron Birds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Top of the seventh inning in Aberdeen, Michael Mark Cantonini with you on the call. A 10 spot for the Birds through six innings. They grab two more runs in the bottom of the sixth, and they lead it 10-2 over the Wilmington Blue Rocks in the opener of this three-game set. Top of the order for Wilmington, Mackenzie House and Frizzell against right-hander Daniel Lloyd, who labored through a scoreless top of the sixth. He threw 28 pitches in that inning, and he's back out for the seventh. Pitch misses outside. Arduez stuck that one, wanted the call, but didn't get it. So the count's 1-0 on the left-handed swinging Mackenzie, who is 1-for-2 with a single and a hit-by-pitch. Hard-hit ground ball that knocked Isaac Bologna off the top step of the Birds' dugout. Counts 1-1. Aberdeen with two in the first, a six spot in the second. They did not score in the third, fourth, or fifth, but they added two more in the bottom of the sixth. Next pitch to Mackenzie outside. Birds with an eight-run advantage as Lloyd tosses some stress-free innings, looking to get his work in. I mentioned earlier in the broadcast that the Birds are 7-6 against Wilmington this year. Fly ball deep right. Valdez goes back, makes the grab shy of the track. Nice grab there by Luis. Caught it over his shoulder. And McKenzie's retired. So one up, one down. Here's House. So 7-6 against Wilmington overall this year. We'll make it 8-6 if they can hold on tonight. The last time these two teams met was from June 20th through 25th at Wilmington. Birds won three of the five games. Next pitch, in on the hands of House, and that one got him. Didn't sound very good, and I think that got him square on the hand. You know, he was able to wipe that one off pretty quickly, but the ball trickled all the way out to about even with the pitcher's mound, about halfway up the first base line. So House hit by a pitch. He has now reached safely in each of his last three plate appearances. That brings up Will Frizzell. So House at first with one gone. Frizzell, a walk and a single with a strikeout mixed in. Next pitch, fastball over for a strike. It is 0-1. Birds lead at 10-2 over Wilmington, top seven. Lloyd set. His next pitch gets a swing and a miss there. Ramp that one up, mid-90s. It's 0-2. So with the Birds up 10-2 tonight, the season scoring is now Aberdeen 76, Wilmington 51. now in the 15th game between these two teams, or 14th game between these two teams. Pitch missed inside. So the Birds have really taken it to the Blue Rocks in terms of run differential, but they lead the season series by just one game. Blue Rocks have won a handful of close ones. 1-2 pitch in the dirt. It gets away from Ardoin, and it allows House to pick up second. We'll see if that scored a wild pitch or a pass ball. But either way, a man at second with one down. Count is 2-2 on Frizzell. There's a good chance that Lloyd finishes this game with the piggyback system that the Birds have in place here in Aberdeen. You often see a starter go 4 or 5, and now late in the season, you're seeing that reliever then finish it and go 4 or 5. Whatever the starter goes, you know, the reliever finishes it off. 2-2 pitch coming up. Here it is from Lloyd. On the outside corner, a called strike 3. A delayed call from the home plate umpire, Elliot Melton. But that is strike 3, and that is Lloyd's third punch out. 9 strikeouts combined between Weston and Lloyd tonight. Now looking for the inning ender. Here's Jeremy De La Rosa, the center fielder. A couple of singles and a flyout. He's 2-for-3. House leads off second. He was hit by a pitch and then got to second on the wild pitch. Lloyd will look at second. 0-1 to the plate. Sweeping slider missed in. It's 1-1. Birds had 11-plus runs in all 3 of their wins at Greensboro before the break. They have 10 runs tonight, looking to put another one in the win column. 1-1 pitch from Lloyd. Tap foul behind home plate. It's 1-2. Well, you always want to open a series with a W, especially after a 5-day break. 4-day break for the All-Star break, but the Birds were rained out the Sunday before the break, so they had 5 days off. They were rested and ready tonight, getting the job done in every facet of the game. 1-2 pitch, flip foul behind home plate, and it's getting a little too close for comfort up here in the booth. Got to break out the glove. So the left-handed swinging De La Rosa sent that one back up around the press box area, a little bit off to the third base side where my broadcast booth is. Lloyd looking to finish off the 7th. 1-2 pitch, fastball catches the top of the zone, and it's another punch out for Danny Lloyd. Back-to-back strikeouts, both looking to end the 7th. And Lloyd picks up his 4th of the night. No runs on, no hits, no errors. One man left on in the 7th for the Blue Rocks. Time to stretch in Aberdeen. It's the Birds 10 and the Rocks 2. Bottom 7 after these messages on the Iron Birds Radio Network.
The Iron Birds now offer flex packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated 5-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. For more information, that's ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Looking for a rental and finding it hard to get to first base? Contact TCA Property Management, Inc. to help you find your new home today. Call TCA Property Management, Inc. at 410-273-9585. That's 410-273-9585. Or head over to www.tcaproperty.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Aberdeen 10, Wilmington 2, bottom of the seventh inning, and the Blue Rocks will go to the bullpen for the third time tonight as another right-hander is in. Two scoreless from Todd Peterson. One scoreless, and then he gave up two runs in the seventh. Wrote down two scoreless in my scorebook, but forgot about those two last inning. So 10-2 Aberdeen. They've scored 10 or more runs in four of their last six games and looking to put this one in the win column tonight. Game one of a nine-game, 10-day homestand. Three this weekend against the Blue Rocks, an off day Monday. And then they'll welcome in the Bowling Green Hot Rods for six Tuesday through Sunday next week in a rematch of last year's South Atlantic League Championship Series. Well, Isaac De Leon, Silas Ardouin, and Colin Burns, the three due up for the Birds here in the home seventh. 5, 6, and 7 in the order as the Birds look for more. They scored two times in the bottom of inning number six, took advantage of an error and a wild pitch to score those two runs. And now Thomas Rue, a 6'9 right-hander from Fremont, Nebraska, out to face De Leon, gets a swing and a miss to start his night. So Thomas Rue, the new arm, fourth pitcher of the night for Mario Lison's Wilmington Blue Rocks. Tall right-hander set. Here's his 0-1 pitch. Had some break on it. That's over for a strike. It's 0-2 on Isaac. Isaac's 0-3. Trying to extend his hitting streak to six games. Next pitch off the plate. Isaac's fighting to stay alive. Well, Daniel Lloyd picked up two strikeouts in a scoreless top of the seventh. He's through two scoreless innings with four punchouts in relief of Cameron Weston, who struck out six in five innings of two-run ball to start. 1-2, Isaac shoots one the other way into right field, a base hit. So there it is. He extends the hitting streak to six games with the inside-out swing. Big hole on the right side as they were playing him to pull. And he's aboard as a leadoff man here in the seventh. That brings up Silas Ardouin, the catcher. So Rue, a 27-year-old right-hander, pitched collegiately at Missouri Western State. Third professional season. First pitch to Ardouin, catches the top of the zone for a strike. Rue peeks over his shoulder at first. Short lead for De Leon. A 1-1 pitch that missed high. It's 1-1. Birds lead at 10-2, bottom seven, no outs and a man on first. Rue was originally signed by the Toronto Blue Jays in 2020. Came over to the Nationals organization. There's a swing and a miss. Came over to the Nats organization in May, was released by the Blue Jays. He was at AA with the New Hampshire Fisher Cats. Had a stint on the injured list. And then released by the Jays organization. Nats picked him up. Signed him to a minor league contract on May 12th. And was immediately assigned to High A Wilmington. He's been with the team since. Enters tonight's game with a 5.28 ERA in 15 games. Was on the IL in AA New Hampshire, but had not pitched at all this season because of the injury. It's a swing and a miss there. Ardouin down on strikes. And that's out number one. 20 strikeouts now for Rue on the year with 10 walks. Opponents hitting .263 against him. He last pitched on July 9th at home against Brooklyn. Made three appearances in that Brooklyn series on the 4th, 7th, and 9th. Combined to allow one earned run in 2 2/3 in those three outings. Pitch misses or catches the top of the strike zone. with Colin Burns at the plate. Counts 0-1. Birds lead it 10-2 here in the home half of the seventh. 0-1 flip foul. And Burns now down to the count 0-2. Well, it was Burns who got that six-run second-inning rally started. Walked to open the frame. And he was the first of four to reach to start the inning. Birds had two runs home before an out was recorded. And then after the first out was recorded, the next two batters, Beavers and Willems, brought home four more combined between the two of them. Line drive into right. It's down for a hit. De Leon, a big turnaround second, heading for third. Burns, a big turnaround first. He's caught in the middle, and now he's in a pickle. And the Blue Rocks don't really know what to do. Burns dives into second safely, and everybody's safe. The throw went into second from right, then the back to first. And Burns somehow got to second without a throw. De Leon stopped at third. And Burns, I don't want to necessarily say good base running, but it turned out to be effective base running as he picks up his first hit of the night. And now he and De Leon are both in scoring position. Second and third with one down for Ryan Higgins. Things just not going the Blue Rocks way tonight. Birds taking advantage of some miscues. Higgins looking to drive in a couple more. First pitch to him, up and in. That one around that neck shoulder area. Counts 1-0. So Ryan will take an extra second to regroup there. So official scoring on that Burns hit. It's a single. De Leon to third, and then Burns advancing to second on the throw. 1-0, swing and a miss. Birds up to 11 hits tonight. They have two so far here in the seventh. They had one in the sixth. And before that, they had eight through the first two innings of the game. Burns at second, De Leon at third. Ball and a strike on Higgins, high and away, 2-1. Higgins 0-2 with a hit by pitch, and he scored one of the 10 runs. Looking for his first hit of the night. 2-1. A little bit low. That's ball three. Eight of the nine starters for Aberdeen have reached safely tonight. Seven of the nine have at least one hit. And six different players have scored a run. 3-1. Line drive down the left field line into the corner. De Leon coming in to score. Here's Burns coming in from second. Higgins pulls in at second. It's a two-run double for Ryan Higgins. And the Birds extend the lead to 12-2. Ripped a liner down the left field line. And the Birds have yet another extra base hit. They had four extra base hits through the first two frames, and now they add their fifth of the night. De Leon held up just to see if it would be caught. And then he realized right away that he was able to head home. Burns read it well. It was in to score easily from second. And Ryan Higgins has his first hit of the night. And now Mark DeFelice, the Blue Rocks pitching coach, out for a chat. Another multi-run inning for the Birds. They have scored multiple runs in four separate frames tonight. Two in the first, six in the second. Two in the sixth, and now two so far here in the seventh. The line keeps moving. Here's Luis Valdez, who is 1-for-3 with a single and a run. Higgins at second with one down. House, the third baseman, playing even with the bag over there. Middle infielders deep. The first baseman, White, off the line a few steps behind the bag. First pitch to Luis over for a strike. It's 0-1. Birds lead it 12-2. Chance for more here in the seventh. They'll have another shot to tack on in the eighth. And, you know, as long as nothing crazy happens, they will not bat in the ninth. But still five outs to play with at the dish. Swing and a miss. Valdez chased up and in. It's 0-2. Well, the Birds are 9-1 this season when they score 10 or more runs. They are also 18-6 in games decided by at least 5 runs. Well, tonight qualifies as in that category as the Birds lead it by 10. Rue to the plate, the 0-2, low and away, 1-2. A couple more numbers to throw out at you. When the Birds hold their opponents to 2 runs or less, they are 26-0. It's a really impressive number there. And you know the pitching and defense play a factor in that as well, but of course the bats. 1-2 ripped into right. It's down in front of McKenzie. Mercado throws up the stop sign and holds Higgins at third. It's another hit for Luis Valdez. He is now 2-for-4. The Birds have runners at the corners with only one out. Single strikeout, single double single. That's how the inning's gone so far. And here's Max Wagner. Wags is already 3-for-4 with 3 singles tonight. He scored 3 runs and is also 2-for-2 swiping bags. See if he can pick up his first 4-hit game of the season. First pitch low and away. It gets away from the catcher Farmer and allows Valdez to pick up second. Should go down as a wild pitch. So second and third now for the Birds with only one out. Wagner looking to do some more damage. Here's his 1-0. Popped up behind home plate, 1-1. Well, it was really cool talking to Max when I sat down with him and Dylan Beavers for episode 6 of All Mic'd Up. That's out now on my YouTube channel. Max was a two-way player in high school. Ended up going to Clemson to play D1 college baseball. He was actually recruited to be a pitcher at Clemson. But then COVID hit, and he said in the interview that kind of killed his pitching aspirations as he picks up his 4th hit of the night. Higgins in to score. Valdez to third. Wagner a big turnaround first, but he stops there. Max Wagner is 4-for-5 with 4 singles, and he just drove in his 3rd run of the game. How about it? Another one for Wags. Getting it done tonight at the top of the order. 13-2 now in favor of the Birds. Birds now with 5 hits in this inning alone. Here's Frederick Benkosme. So a 4-hit night for Max Wagner. And there's another hit for Benkosme. Ripped into right center. First to third for Wags. Valdez in to score. And Benkosme picks up his first hit of the night. It's an RBI single for Freddie. And the Birds tack on their 14th run of the game. It's literally a hit parade here in the 7th inning for the Birds. Single strikeout, single double, single, single, single. And that is it for Thomas Rue. Mario Lassone, a slow walk to the mound. He's going to take the baseball from his reliever. And the Blue Rocks have to go to the bullpen yet again. 4 runs so far in the bottom of the 7th for the Ironbirds. Still only one out and runners at the corners. Birds looking for more. All Aberdeen tonight in Aberdeen. And we will take a break here on the broadcast. 14-2 Birds. 2 touchdowns for Aberdeen, a safety for the Blue Rocks. We'll take a quick break and come back, let you know who the new pitcher is after these messages on the Iron Birds Radio Network.
The Ironbirds now offer FlexPacks. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated 5-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Did you know that IronBirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Looking for a rental and finding it hard to get to first base? Contact TCA Property Management, Inc. to help you find your new home today. Call TCA Property Management, Inc. at 410-273-9585. That's 410-273-9585. Or head over to www.tcaproperty.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a
Dylan Beavers, the first man to greet the new Blue Rocks pitcher. He fouls the first pitch he sees off to the third base side, and the count is 0-1. Wagner at third and Ben Cosme at first. Those two both just singled home a run. Birds with four runs on six hits already here in the seventh, and just one down as Beavers takes low and outside. Count is 1-1. New pitcher is right-hander Dakota Donovan, 25 years old. Was originally drafted in 2019 by the Angels in the 16th round out of Central Arizona Junior College. 1-1, Beavers grounds one foul over towards the on-deck circle. It's 1-2. It's from St. George, Utah, pitching in his third professional season. Came over from the Angels organization earlier this year. In three games with Wilmington, he's not been great. Cue shot to third, diving grab by Brady House. Takes a hit away from Beavers and takes a run away from the Birds. That is the second out of the inning. House was playing off the line and then made a diving grab on that little soft liner. So runners remain at the corners for Creed Willems. Seven earned runs on nine hits in two and a third innings for Donovan since he started with the Blue Rocks. Opponents hitting 529 against him. Pitch misses inside to Creed. It's 1-0. Birds lead it 14-2. They've scored in four separate innings, all multi-run innings. Two in the first, six in the second, two in the sixth, and four so far in the seventh. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Count is 1-1. Well, Donovan was pitching with the Angels during spring training this year and had a really cool opportunity. Pitched in an exhibition game against Team USA's World Baseball Classic team, and Donovan got to pitch for Team USA in that one, and it happens often where, you know, in World Baseball Classic tune-up games against big league teams in spring training, sometimes the WBC team doesn't have enough arms to get through the game or they don't want to waste guys in an exhibition, so they take pitchers from the other roster. And that's how Donovan got a chance to play for Team USA. Liner into right, that's down for another hit. Third hit of the night for Willems as he picks up his fifth RBI. As another run is in, Wagner scores his fourth run of the night. And it's now 15-2 Aberdeen. And that brings up De Leon, who led off the inning with a single, and he's got another chance to hit here in the seventh. De Leon led off the inning with an opposite field single to right to extend his hitting streak to six games. First pitch swinging, fouls one off. So a five RBI night for Creed Willems. He's got three hits to go with it as well. That's his first five RBI game as an Ironbird, and it is the seventh time this season an Ironbird has recorded five RBIs or more in a game. Birds making it happen with the bats. 15 runs on 16 hits, and there are only two down in the bottom of the seventh. Five runs home here in the frame. Birds looking for more. Venkosme at second. Willems at first. De Leon takes a strike from Donovan. It's 0-2. It's the third time over their last six games that the Birds have put up at least 15 runs. 0-2 pitch off the plate. The last time the Birds put up at least 15 was on Saturday, July 8th in the series finale against Greensboro. The Birds won 16-1 that day, 16 runs on 16 hits. 1-2, called strike three. De Leon is down for out number three, and the inning is over. Well, the Birds send 10 men to the plate for the second time tonight. They score five more times. They rack up seven hits in the inning, six singles and a double, a two-run double from Ryan Higgins, an RBI single from Wagner, Venkosme an RBI single, and Willems an RBI single. Through seven full, it's 15-2 Birds. We'll head to the top of the eighth after these quick messages on the Iron Birds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Iron Birds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Iron Birds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Well, it's been a fun one in the Dean tonight. The bats got hot early, and they have not stopped. 15 runs on 16 hits for the Ironbirds. They lead it 15-2 over the Wilmington Blue Rocks in game one of this three-game series. Daniel Lloyd back to work, and he blows a fastball by T.J. White to start the inning. The count is 0-1. White, Farmer, and Emiliani. At this point, Lloyd just getting his work in. He's up to 44 pitches. He's thrown two scoreless innings with four strikeouts. 0-1, slider over the heart of the plate. It's 0-2. Everything working for the Birds tonight. They've scored five runs on seven hits in the bottom of the seventh. They sent 10 men to the plate for the second time in the game, and they still have to hit in the bottom of the eighth. 0-2, high and away. Counts 1-2. So with six runs in the second inning tonight and five runs in the seventh, the Birds have now scored at least five runs in an inning 14 times this year. Lloyd readies the 1-2, fouled back. And I think it's time to grab the glove again. That one's up around the broadcast booth. So count stays at 1-2, but 14 times scoring five runs or more in an inning. That's just really impressive. 1-2 just missed inside, and it's 2-2. So the Birds now have 11 five-run innings and 3 6-run innings. They also have 10 four-run innings this year. So 14 times scoring at least five in an inning, and 24 times scoring at least four in an inning. Another swing and a miss. Lloyd gets another strikeout. Three in a row for him as T.J. White goes down swinging for the third time tonight. That brings up Caleb Farmer. It's going to be really hard for manager Roberto Mercado and this Ironbirds team to pick not just a player, but players of the game for tonight. After every Ironbirds win, the Birds select at least one player of the game, and they get to wear the player of the game chain, which features the Ironbirds cartoon plane emoji hanging off the chain. There are times where You can have upwards of three guys, sometimes four. 1-0, grounded foul over into the third base dugout. Very rarely in a win do the Ironbirds select just one player of the game, and for good reason. You know, there's so many guys that contribute on a nightly basis to the wins. There was one time this year in Hudson Valley where the entire team was selected as the players of the game. Strike on the outer half. Counts 1-2, so be really interested to see after the game who the players of the game are. Cameron Weston's got to be up there. Max Wagner with four hits. Creed Willems has driven in five. I think those are the leading candidates. 1-2, another swing and a miss for Lloyd. Four in a row and six in the game. He's mowing them down out of the pen. Got Frizzell and De La Rosa looking to end the seventh, and White and Farmer swinging to start the eighth. Birds lead at 15-2, with two gone and no one on in the away eighth. Here's Leandro Emiliani. Time's called. Tough night for Emiliani overall. 0-3 with a couple strikeouts. And he's had a couple different adventures in left field. He's misplayed a couple balls that have led to extra base hits. Actually, one was an error. The other was a triple. But either way, you get the point. First pitch fastball from Lloyd, outer corner for a strike. 0-1. Blue Rocks led this game 1-0 after the top of the first. Game was tied at 2 after the top of the second, but all birds ever since. 0-1, outside corner. Misses just a little bit off. Count 1-1. Not very often that teams open a series on a Friday. With minor league baseball's new schedule that was implemented in 2021, most series start on a Tuesday. 1-1, misses low and in. Appeal down to first, he went around. So the way minor league baseball is set up now, every Monday is an off day. Teams play Tuesday through Sunday, six-game series. But just depending on how the calendar falls, sometimes you mix a three-game weekend series in there. 1-2. Hard hit to second. Ben Cosme stays down on it. Over to first. 4-3 put out ends the eighth. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Daniel Lloyd. He's set down five in a row, and he is through three scoreless out of the bullpen. We'll head to the bottom of the eighth and see if the Birds can add to their 13-run lead. It's 15-2 after 7.5. Bottom eight coming up next. Keep it locked on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
We move to the home half of the eighth inning here from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Michael Marcantonini back with you on the call. Aberdeen 15, Wilmington 2. All birds tonight in the opener of this three-game series and nine-game homestand here in the Dean. 15 runs on 16 hits for the Birds. Just two runs on eight hits and an error for Wilmington. Here's Silas Ardouin, who leads off against Dakota Donovan, who got the final two outs of the seventh in relief of Thomas Rue, who had a tough go of it. He only got one out in that seventh inning. So Donovan back out here for the eighth as the Birds look to tack on. 1-0, sweeping slider misses inside, and the count's 2-0. Well, the Birds' season high in runs is 16. They did that twice in the same series, and that was the series before the All-Star break at Greensboro. They scored 16 runs on July 5th and July 8th, a 16-14 win and then a 16-1 win. They have 15 tonight. 2-1, pitch misses low. Actually, it caught the bottom of the zone. It's 2-2. Birds' season high in hits is 20. They did that on July 5th at Greensboro. Birds scored 6 runs in an inning for the third time this season. That's a season high. Last time they did that was June 6th at home against Asheville. Swing and a miss, Ardwen down on strikes. Birds pushing a lot of season highs tonight in a lot of different categories. Birds' season high in RBIs is 16. Tonight as a team, they have 13 RBIs, a few of the runs scored without a ribby. Now, it's not just the bats. The pitching staff is getting it done, too. Daniel Lloyd has fanned 6 over 3 shutout innings in relief after Cameron Weston struck out 6 in 5 innings to start, allowing just 2 runs. So Ardwen is out number 1 in the 8th. And now Burns with the count at 0-1. Birds have 2 separate innings in which they've sent 10 men to the plate. They did it in the 2nd, they did it in the 7th. O2 pitch coming up to Burns. Here it is. Missed a little bit off the outside corner. It's 1-2. 2 in the 1st, 6 in the 2nd. 2 in the 6th, 5 in the 7th. Everybody getting in on the action tonight. All 9 starters have at least 1 hit in this one. Ben Cosme was the last one to pick up a hit. He drove in a run with a single in the 7th. 3 Ironbirds with multiple hits tonight. Wagner in the leadoff spot is 4-for-5. Beavers in the 3-hole is 2-for-4. And Willems, the cleanup hitter, is 3-for-5. Pitch fouled off into the seats, and Burns stays alive. 4 different players have multiple RBIs, 3 for Wagner, 2 for Beavers, 5 for Willems, and 2 for Higgins. And 5 different players have scored multiple runs, 4 for Wagner and 2 each for Beavers, Burns, Higgins, and Valdez. 2-2, low and away. Counts full. So production up and down the lineup, one of those nights where everybody's just itching to get back up to the batter's box. Blue Rocks are on their 5th pitcher of the night. Danelle Diaz, the only one who has not allowed a run. Coming to Burns. Here it is. Swing and a miss, but the ball gets away from Farmer. Burns takes off for first, and he's there without a throw. So a strikeout and a drop third strike that allows Burns to reach base. Back-to-back punch-outs for Donovan here in the inning, but he only has 1 out. That brings up Ryan Higgins, who doubled home 2 his last time up. Hit by pitch in the 2nd, double in the 7th. So he's reached safely twice. Pitch misses low and away. Counts 1-0. Birds 15, Rocks 2 in the bottom of the 8th inning in game 1 of this series. Birds with 5 extra base hits tonight, 3 doubles, a triple, and a homer. Next pitch from Donovan, sweeper across the plate, it's 1-1. So I mentioned that in the 5 games against Greensboro before the break, the Birds hit .397 over those 5 games with runners in scoring position, 23-for-58. Well, the Birds tonight with runners in scoring position are 11-for-18. To have double-digit hits with runners in scoring position in the same game is insane. And to have 18 at-bats with men in scoring position, even crazier. Fly ball left center, handled by Emiliani. Once again, did not make it look easy out there. That's out number two. Well, Donovan's not going to be able to strike out four in the inning now that he's got a fly out. Had a chance with that drop third strike, but with two down, here's Valdez. Birds have left just five men on base tonight, which is crazy considering how many men they've had on base. Fly ball, left field line, out of play, foul. Well, the Birds are making headlines tonight, doing it all. On the flip side, the Bowie Bay Sox are making some headlines as well. Well, they led that game 3-0 after the first against Akron, but it's now 5-3. But Jackson Holliday picked up his first double-A hit, and Luis Valdez picks up his third hit of this game. It's an infield single out to short, and the Birds have their 17th knock of the night. So Holliday a single up the middle in the second inning in his second double-A plate appearance. Wasting no time getting in on the action. So Holliday 1-for-3 tonight. Judd Fabian is 0-for-3. A lot of former Ironbirds in that lineup. Tie game 5-5 in the top of the fifth in Bowie. First pitch misses low and in to the leadoff man Wagner. Wagner looking for a five-hit night. He is 4-for-5 with four singles. Two on for him. 1-0. Fly ball right field. Not too deep. McKenzie over, and he makes the grab. So no five-hit night for Max Wagner, but yeah, it's a pretty nice night at the ballpark, picking up four. So that's it for the Birds in the bottom of the eighth. They lead it 15-2 after eight full innings with 17 hits on the board and three outs away from closing this thing out. They'll have a new pitcher coming in. Lloyd is done after three. And a lefty will take over to try to finish this thing off. Top of the ninth coming up next. Birds lead it by 13. Keep it locked on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Top of the ninth inning here in the Dean. Michael Marcantonini back with you on the call. 15-2 in favor of the Birds. 15 runs on 17 hits for Aberdeen. As the Birds look to close this thing out, left-hander Ryan Hennen heads out of the Birds' bullpen to try to close this thing out. Five innings of two-run ball from Cameron Weston, three shutout innings from Daniel Lloyd in relief, and now Hennen in a stress-free ninth inning with 13 runs to work with. First pitch to the switch-hitting Viandel Pena misses low. Switch-hitter batting right against the lefty Hennen. Counts 1-0. Next pitch misses outside 2-0. So I asked Hennen earlier this year what it was like being the only left-handed pitcher on the roster for the first month that he was on the team. You know, he was the only lefty on this roster before he went on the IL. Then he came back from the IL, and Antonio Velez had joined the team, another left-hander. And now all of a sudden the Birds have three southpaws in that bullpen as Jared Beck was recently promoted from Low A Delmarva up to the Dean. 3-0. That one's over for a strike. So now Ryan got to feel at home with a couple other southpaws in the pen with him. Now, and his response to the question I asked him, was it weird being the only lefty? He said it's definitely different. You know, he said it was probably the first time that's happened in professional baseball. Or really anywhere, but that was the case. But now all of a sudden, three lefties in that Bird's pen. Birds lead at 15-2, trying to finish this thing off and starting the homestand off right. All four infielders back deep, outfielders deep as well. Here's the 3-2 pitch to Pena. Ground ball to short, Burns stays down on it, throws to first. Throws a little high, but De Leon there. And a 6-3 putout starts the ninth. Brings up Jordy Barley, the shortstop. Hennin, 25 years old, a Minnesota native, was originally signed by the Kansas City Royals. That's where he started his minor league career. It was not the start of his professional career, though. He started his pro career in the Frontier League and balled out there. Got signed by the Royals, released last year, but the O's picked him up. He's been really good here in Aberdeen. A 3.97 ERA, now into his 11th game of the year. Pitch misses high and away to Barley. Count is 2-0. One up, one down in the ninth. Birds rocking a 13-run lead. Fly ball, shallow center field. Ben Cosme is out. Beavers is in. And it's Freddie who makes the grab, reaching over his right shoulder. And it's two up, two down for Hennin here in the ninth. Back to the top of the order for Jared McKenzie. Well, in that Greensboro series in which the Birds just balled out with the bats, they scored 52 runs. They slashed 347, 435, 638 as a team and had 68 hits in the series. Well, they are doing their thing here tonight. The bats not quiet after that five-day layoff with the All-Star break. 15 runs on 17 hits. Fly ball center field. Here comes Beavers. Makes the grab on the run. And it's another one in the win column for the Ironbirds. A 1-2-3 top of the ninth for Ryan Hennin. And the Birds finish off the Blue Rocks in game one of this three-game set. 15 runs on 17 hits. They win it 15-2. Emphatic W to start the homestand. Birds getting it done in every facet of the game. Well, a 15-2 win. They win it by 13 runs. It's not their largest margin of victory this season. Their largest margin of victory was 15 runs back on July 8th at Greensboro. But they'll take a 13-run win, of course. Big numbers across the board for the Ironbirds. I mentioned it earlier. All nine starters for the Birds had at least one hit. Three had multiple hits. You had five guys who scored multiple runs. Four guys with multiple RBIs, and everybody contributing to the win tonight. The Birds had 20 players reach base safely, 17 hits, two walks, one hit by pitch. Birds only struck out nine times in eight innings. They only walked twice, but they didn't really need to because they were tearing the cover off the ball. And then, of course, the pitching side of things, they got it done as well. Cameron Weston started, worked a career-high five innings, picked up a career-high six strikeouts, and allowed just two runs. Daniel Lloyd, three scoreless innings in relief with six strikeouts. He continues to roll. And Ryan Hennin, a scoreless ninth inning. 1-2-3 ninth inning, that is. Well, Cameron Weston lowered his ERA to 147. Lloyd's dropped to 339, and Hennin's dropped to 365. So the pitching getting it done, of course, as well as those three arms combined for just two walks, and they also struck out 12. Get you some final totals in this one. 15 runs on 17 hits, no errors for the Ironbirds. Two runs on eight hits, one error for the Blue Rocks. With the win, the Birds improved to 42-37 overall, and they moved to 10-5 in the second half. On the flip side, the Blue Rocks dropped to 34-46. They are now 5-11 in the second half of play. Well, the Birds entered tonight's game just a game and a half behind the Brooklyn Cyclones for first place in the North Division. Well, the Cyclones won tonight, so do the Birds, so they remain a game and a half behind the Cyclones, but Birds are in the thick of things, looking to make a second half run. The win goes to Cameron Weston. He's 1-1. The loss to Brian Caceres. He is 0-2. No save. Game was played in 2 hours and 45 minutes in front of 3,753 fans here at Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Well, everybody's sticking around for post-game fireworks here in the Dean, and well, the Birds bats got the fireworks started early tonight. Birds got 2 runs in the first, 6 in the second, 2 in the sixth, and 5 more in the seventh to put up 15 runs. That is the fourth time over their last 6 games that the Birds have scored at least 11 runs in a game, and third time in their last 6 scoring at least 15. All Birds tonight, they'll look to keep it that way the rest of this series and this homestand. I'll be back on air tomorrow night at 6:40 for the air show, which will be streamed live on Facebook Live and MILB TV, and then, of course, first pitch scheduled for 7:05, game 2 of this 3-game set, Birds and Blue Rocks. Birds improved to 8-6 against the Blue Rocks this season. They will look to keep it going with another W tomorrow night. Game 1 of a 10-day homestand was a success for the Birds, and it was a really fun one. Thanks for flying with me, as always, tonight. For everyone who tuned in tonight, I appreciate it, as always. And, of course, come back tomorrow. Air show 6:40, first pitch at 7:05. Birds win it 15-2. Talk to y'all tomorrow night.